never remorse for you. No letters endorsing you. Pole position in the coffin is what is costing you. The caucus bosses who control the fortunes through the mortgages of a culture with losses through and through.
But it's the rebel arms.
Godspeed with devil's charm. The shit made get switch blades in every arm. And this way we explain.
All right, folks, we are live. Thursday, June 4th, 2009. And I'm going to get into HR 1444 in a moment, but I really want to talk about the grovel fest that's going on overseas right now. Now, he's kind of talking about his Muslim roots. Now it's on ABC, NBC, CBS. And really, if you don't think that they're controlled by the same people, well, now they're in talks of actually doing business together. I mean, actually getting together. Hearst Publications, let me find it right here. Hearst Publications is going to be with Disney. And where's the last one there? Here it is. Disney, Hearst, NBC in talks of joint cable venture. So it's okay that he really does come from Muslim roots. So a year from now, is it going to be okay if he was actually born overseas? I'm sure they would love that, actually. It would pave the way for other presidents like Arnold Schwarzenegger to come in. The Walt Disney Corporation, Hearst Corp, and NBC Universal are in talks to create a new corporate entity comprising of the 10 cable channels the three companies own jointly, including A&E, Lifetime, and History. A spokesman for NBC Universal said which is the media wing of General Electric Corp, was not immediately available for comment. The three partners close to the deal to create a joint venture that would hold the three popular cable channels, basically outside of Fox and News Corp and Rupert Murdoch. The rest of the big media would become under one tent officially. It's not like they're not controlled by the same people. And out there, you know, Obama's out there groveling to the Saudi prince. What is it? Prince Faisal, I believe. Meanwhile, if you believe the official version of 9/11, the majority of the hijackers came from there. And the ones they did smuggle through Saudi Arabia, they did so through a base in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. And the head of the Visa Department actually went public and said, yeah, these were Islamic militants, and they were working with their asset, Osama bin Laden. And that's in Fabled Enemies. Well, we won't talk about that, Jason. That can't be true. That's not possible. The government's never done anything bad. And now he's just going to say, yeah, you know, I'm part Muslim. Maybe he will come out as a full-blown Muslim and try to unite the world. I don't know how he's going to do it while he keeps bombing Pakistan, Iraq, and Afghanistan. Pakistan kind of on the side. I wouldn't even know if I could call it bombing. I'm sure they're doing it, especially now that we know that they're using little microchips. They're giving militants microchips, folks. We covered this earlier in the week, to go throw into the other homes of other militants for $122 a handful. And then it guides a satellite-guided missile right into their home. And they can put them on cars, you name it. And one of the guys that was doing it just came out and said, you know, they were paying me so much money, $122 is big buco bucks, apparently, that he was just throwing them everywhere, killing innocent women and children, no problem. Yes, he's the real loving president. And they're trying to prop him up as president of the world. If we need a new global president, it's going to be Barack Obama. And again, they're amalgamating everything under him. You beat the Give Act, well, you're going to get H.R. 1444. And people were saying to me, well, this is just a committee. This is just a committee. Yeah, it's a committee to set up everything they're talking about, which is to train leaders in public service organizations to better utilize individuals committed to national service and volunteerism. Meanwhile, it's mandatory. You go to Section 5, it says, what if all individuals in the United States were expected to perform national service or were required to perform a certain amount of national service? Part 6, whether a workable, fair, and reasonable mandatory service requirement for all able young people could be developed, and how such a requirement could be implemented in a manner that would strengthen the social fabric of the nation and overcome civic challenges by bringing people together from diverse economic, ethnic, and educational backgrounds. What that really means is it doesn't matter if you're rich or poor, you're upper middle class, you think you're a yuppie, you're still going to have to do it. And then you come at me, oh, well, I'm middle-aged. Oh, I'm a baby boomer. Well, they've got something for you. They need senior volunteers in Section 12. And they actually say they need to create effectively a way to promote service among the baby boomer generation. What is this? It's mandatory service from the cradle to the grave. We got a blog over at theinfowarrior.com right now. We'll be back after this. 866-582-9933.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The New World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food, mixing vegetables with animals, and now experimenting with viruses.
Without a long-term
food solution, you will have just two options. Starve,
surrender,
or surrender.
All canned food supplies
will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Over the place. It's not just in the United States. Europe and especially London is out of control, and it's now coming out in the mainstream. This is the Telegraph, and other blogs are picking it up, that police are arresting innocent youths for their DNA. This is an officer claim, so we'll see where it goes. But we know they have the database. We know that people are voluntarily giving up their DNA. I mean, we had Hooja's daughter go see McGruff, the crime dog, and what'd she come back with? Get on the little mic. What's the deal?
Oh, yeah. So, well, you're talking about the biometric scan action?
I want to tell people how much they databased your daughter. What'd they get from her? They got her DNA, right?
Yeah, she got the DNA, fingerprints. Looks like she got the dental records going on.
And it was all fingerprints. It wasn't just a thumbprint, right?
Yeah, all the fingerprints, little picture, basically a mugshot.
All because of a cartoon character in a suit. And really an image that we grew up on. McGruff the crime dog took a bite out of crime, my friend. And, you know, those three networks I was just talking about that are almost in a deal to purposely come together at the apex of the pyramid, they're the ones that promoted him. Every Saturday morning that we were watching the Smurfs.
Didn't he have his own cartoon?
For a little while. See, he had he had the cartoon commercials at first, and then it was him in a suit commercials, but he would always come to the school.
So you got really comfortable with him, and that passed on generationally. You know, it's kind of like Mickey Mouse on a lower level. But McGruff the crime dog is now DNA databasing. If they can't get McGruff, they're just arresting young people as young as 10, believe it or not, and taking their DNA. No crimes, never committed a crime. Let me read this for you. It's absolutely
arresting them for no reason.
No reason, no priors, 10-year-olds. Listen, officers are targeting children as young as 10 with the aim of placing their DNA profiles on the national database to improve their chances of solving crimes, it claimed. Long-term crime prevention strategy is what it's being called. A Metropolitan police officer made the claims after figures were released that show 386 under-18s had their DNA taken and stored by police last year in Camden, North London. That's one place in North London.
So okay. You're saying they took their stuff just in case they...
Let me read it. The officer said...
Crimes?
Listen, this is the officer said, have we got targets for young people who have not been arrested yet? The answer is yes. But we are not just waiting outside schools to pick them up. We are acting on intelligence. It is part of a long-term crime prevention strategy. If you know you have had the DNA and it is taken on a database, then you will think twice about committing a burglary for a living. We are often told that we are just one chance to get the DNA sample, and if we miss it, then we might mean a rape or a murder goes unsolved in the future.
Oh, man, it's totally like that one movie, Minority Report.
Yeah, I mean, everything's like Minority. In fact, you know what? I'm glad you brought up Minority Report, because that's going to be a good segue into Project Natal. Get that Project Natal up there. This is the Milo thing. I've talked about Project Natal. There's a blog over on the Info Warrior. But I want you to see how intelligent some of these games... The games have true AI, and the scanning is unbelievable. I mean, this is really... You're the controller. It's out of control, if you will. Wait, no. No, this one, pause this one. I gave you a second one. This one, that one breaks up in the middle. It gets weird. Bring it up from, there's another one loaded up. I'll take a couple calls in between, but you have to see Project Milo. It's a young boy, so it's very appealing. All right. Bring it back to the very beginning, because you got to hear exactly what he's talking about. Right here, this girl is interacting with this AI character and talking to him about homework. And one of the creators of this is really guide you through some of this. But this is today. It's a reality. And this thing is doing so many amazing things that are so in-depth. And the camera is seeing her on another level and interacting with the graphics on another level. Play the clip. This is why you need
Milo,
a PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, Claire. You okay?
Actually, I'm a bit nervous.
You? Nervous? I don't believe it.
This is the first time that thousands of people are going to see this.
Thousands of people?
Here we're seeing Claire being recognised, and the emotion in Claire's voice being recognised, and that emotion reflecting in Milo's face. Those are all being seen for the first time.
So listen, I was thinking today you should let me beat you at football again. That is if you finished your homework. You have finished your school project.
What happened there is that Claire knew Milo so well, she knew when he was worried about something. The head was down, he wasn't looking at the camera so much, and this is about you meeting a character, a person.
Well, why don't I help you with yours? Then yours will be brilliant.
All right. I could just try to catch some fish, draw some pictures in my journal. Maybe I'll do okay this time.
I think that's a good idea.
Lift off! Don't know till I try, do I?
Exactly.
See? I've got everything we need.
Well, great. Let's get started then.
You've got to put these goggles on.
Goggles?
Put them on like this.
Okay. What? Like that?
Claire has been thrown a pair of goggles. Notice what she did. This wasn't acted. She felt the need to reach down for those goggles. Now, everybody, every single person that has experienced this reaches down because they feel so connected to Milo's world.
Cool. So what are we doing? Do I have to stand at the edge?
Go on. Put your hands in.
And here comes the creep factor.
I bet the fish think you're a monster.
Cheeky.
Swish the water about a bit. See if you can touch a fish.
There Claire is, in Milo's world. She's in that pond.
All right.
Every hand movement is being recognized. Being able to touch fish, being able to swish the water with her hand. Everyone who's experienced it, the hairs are standing up on the back of their head. Now, what's about to happen is some real magic.
Well, you're good at drawing.
They're only fish, but they're trickier than you think.
Well, here, I'll have a go. Right. I'm going to do a body and a tail, the big fin and a smiley face. There we go. What do you think?
Look at what just happened.
Orange.
Claire drew a picture on a piece of paper. The piece of paper was held up to Milo. Natal recognized the piece of paper, scanned the piece of paper in. Milo looked at that piece of paper, recognized the shape, recognized the color, and able to get on with his project.
Thanks for your help, Claire.
This is true technology that science fiction has not even written about.
Don't forget your mum's birthday.
And this works today. Now.
Do you understand? It works today. Now. You're interacting with a camera that reads your biometric voice print, that reads every motion of your body, that can be accessed via the internet at all times, that's going to be in millions of living rooms this Christmas. But you don't understand the implications of that. You're just going to go back to bed. You're going to buy one, and you're going to worship it. You're not even going to put something over the camera. Remember, the voice thing could be activated at any time. And the AI on this thing, this is why you need a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. It's cool. You'll be able to see this on YouTube tomorrow. But if you're listening now, you really can't appreciate what this thing is unless you're online and going to check this out, because it is incredible. It's on another level. This scanning technology, I mean, I guess we'll have to see how it works when it gets on the consumer level. But if it's half as good as they're showing you in the demos, this is very dangerous. This is a unbelievable spy device in your home. All right, let's take some calls. Let's go to Steve in New York. Steve, you're on the line.
Hey, what's up, Jason? I just want to let you know, on Real Time with Bill Maher tomorrow is Richard Haass.
Oh, Mr. CFR himself, huh?
Oh, yeah, he's going to be the king of the world right there. He's going to be on there tomorrow. So I just felt a need to call you for that. Mm-hmm. And also, I think it was Monday, I saw Keith Olbermann bring out the Homeland Security Lexicon Report.
Oh, really?
Yes, he brought it out, and he said the lone wolf, single issue, extremist, the abortion doctor died. He said, the Homeland Security brought this out, and Republicans criticized it so bad, and they showed like Michelle.
Wait, he was sympathetic to it? He said that lone wolf one was a reality because somebody who was anti-abortion shot someone? Because a crazy person did a crazy thing.
He played it off like Republicans called Janet Napolitano after the curb there and said, you know, well, it's all Republicans. Republicans criticized the Homeland Security chief, but now the report's true because he's a lone wolf extremist.
Oh, come on. Give me a break. That's such garbage. You know, I like some of what Olbermann does, but some of his stuff is just pure trash. That's trash.
He totally turned the page. Now, so.
All right, Steve, I thank you for the call, brother. Let's go to Jeff in California. Jeff, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. That thing with the English accents, man, it was reminding me of that song by XTC, Making Plans for Nigel.
Now, some people are telling me it reminds them of Hal from 2001, A Space Odyssey. This is just one game. I mean, this isn't how the entire system acts. We've played the other commercials where you interact with your friends via the Jetsons and more. I mean, this is a real interactive biometric device that has facial recognition, admittedly. I mean, they're bragging about the facial recognition, full body motion recognition. It's a camera in your home all the time. It's probably, I'm not sure what the specs on it are, but I'm going to guess at least 5 megapixel, probably better.
Well, you know, it just reminds you, like, the future is here already, and it's like the New World Order itself. I mean, in a way, they keep talking about how it's coming, you know, we're bringing in a New World Order. Well, in a lot of ways, it's already here.
Yeah.
And maybe they're just going to keep saying it's coming forever, you know, and it's just going to keep...
Listen, the New World Order really is an idea, man. At the apex of that idea, they want, like, 3 or 4 large regions, large unions that are under one world government that... You know, out of the United Nations ashes comes something else. Or maybe it will be the United Nations as the front organization. Who knows? I thank you for the call. We're going to go to Dan, Mark, and more. We got a guest coming up at the top of the hour. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes. Prison Planet. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 4th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $969.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $996.95, $498.47 for a half ounce, and $249.24 for a quarter ounce. That's $996.95, $498.47, and $249.24.
Bailout equals market distortions increase money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust, or is it time to insure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver coins, 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems, or would you like to call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237? That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank. A wise man once said, if a dog ain't biting, dogs don't bite. This means most people don't really believe a disaster will hit them until it does. The ones who truly understand self-reliance are those who've experienced the devastation of a Midwest ice storm, tornadoes, floods, or the Southeast hurricane season. No matter where you live in our great country, fearless independence and safety means water, food, and an evacuation plan. Find eFoodsDirect.com on the internet. They have a 2-month grab-and-go kit that provides more than 3 super meals a day for 2 months. The cost is about $5 a day. Call 800-409-5633. It will be tempting to eat these foods right now, but each one of us needs to keep one in the car and one next to the door just in case. Call 800-409-5633 or look on the web at eFoodsDirect.com.
So I do think it is time to really cut this bill, H.R. 1444, which is in committee, I believe. It's in the second stage. It's been introduced. It's in committee before it even goes to the House. This is just disgusting. Talking about the baby boomer generation, let's promote service among them. And let's have mandatory service for everybody else. This is even beyond what was in the original Give Act, which was, I believe, 1388. Let's go to Stephen in California. Stephen, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes.
How you doing, Jason?
Good.
I'm calling to tell you about probably the biggest piece of propaganda I've ever seen.
All right.
Not the biggest. But it was on ABC the other night called Earth 2100.
Yeah, actually, I talked about it yesterday, and we played the preview to it. I'm looking to get a good digital copy of it. I haven't been able to find it, but Wall Street Journal talked about it, talked about plagues, talked about quarantines, apparently even brought up the chemtrail issue. Is that true?
I could not believe that. Oh, my God, it blew my mind when I saw it. And the fact that on the Pacific Coast, it was the number one watched thing on DirecTV.
Really?
Yeah. My friend has, you know, the up-to-date DVR box, and it told him what was the number one show on the Pacific Coast. And that was it.
Explain it to people because it's preconditioning us to accept that they're going to kill a bunch of people. I mean, how many people supposedly die during this time period, which isn't that far away?
Right. And it introduced Obama and like his future plan and like what has happened with all the green movement of bringing in wind and solar. And I was just like, wow, just perfect peace. But I'm glad you talked about it because that's mainly what I wanted to bring up to you. But all right, man. Keep on doing a good job.
Hey, I really appreciate it. And, you know, let's talk about that further, that green movement thing. Today there's a report out there that demonizes coal because the runoff of coal has mercury. You see, mercury's bad for you when they want it to be. It's delicious and nutritious when they want to pump it into your arm via a vaccine. You understand? It's bad for you when they want it to be, when they want coal to go out of business, when they want to start basically taxing you for carbon emissions, your carbon credits, when it's a cashless society control grid where you have a chip in your body. Making electricity from coal is not cheap, and they talk about all the terrible things that have happened. Why not just regulate it? Why not have the mercury from coal run off into the water system? I'm sure there's a way to do that, but no, coal's a bad idea, even though it's an abundant resource. So they demonize coal because it's outside of their quote-unquote green movement. And it's so weird that they use mercury, which now they're saying, oh, yeah, by the way, everybody goes, oh, you're so scared of mercury. What are you afraid of? Brain damage? Huh? You're going to become autistic, Jason? Well, it also causes liver cancer and all sorts of other diseases. It attacks your liver. I'm pretty fond of my liver. I don't drink too much. I'd like it to stay healthy until I'm about, 95, 126, 384. I want to live a long life, Paul. I know you're looking at me, but I ain't going out like that. You know, I don't want to die at 55 because I have liver cancer. Ridiculousness. All right, let's go to Dan in Wisconsin. Dan, you're on the line.
Jason, you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. Hey, I'm living to 220, man.
220? Sounds like a good number.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a...
Did we drop him? Oh.
2100 was... Oh, it was thoroughly disgusting. I wanted to throw up during the entire thing. But,
so give me a synopsis. The other guy didn't give me a whole synopsis. I'm only talking about what I heard third party. Tell me how this thing kicks off, the whole shebango.
Well, it kicks off. It starts up with different people in the geopolitical governments throughout the world talking about how to regulate the different CO2 levels, and nobody agrees, and then the oceans start rising, and then everybody freaks out, and a bunch of plagues and locusts come and famines. And
how much of the population
ridiculous.
Gets wiped out?
It got up to, I think, about 8 billion in 2040, and then it dropped down to like 4 billion 20 years later, something like that.
So half the population from plagues and pandemics, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's lovely. Any terrorist attacks in there?
No, I don't remember seeing anything, but they had plenty of chemtrails and blimps and...
They actually admit to the chemtrails in there, huh?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh my God, yeah. I gotta get this thing. This is unbelievable. Yeah. Now, the chemtrails don't exist, man. Apparently, I've got callers calling me up, a month and a half ago, trying to tell me that it's, a certain type of engine, that's producing
they're
it
all
at a certain
compartmentalized, though. It's all compartmentalized. The engineers don't know. But, hey, my question, I got a question for you about Ron Paul.
Okay.
I saw a, I don't know if this has any legitimacy to it, but, I saw something about Ron Paul maybe being a Freemason. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, that sounds kind of ridiculous to me. I mean, I've racked the hook'em horns before, and I'm not proud of it, but, I didn't know what it meant, and I catch myself doing like this, and I'm just pointing at the camera, and I got the Satan symbol on there. As far as I know, he's not a Freemason. Who knows? Maybe he is. He does a lot of great things out there. He's the one congressman that's not bought, paid, and sold, and, devious. So I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I think a lot of that stuff that's being said of him, it's ridiculous in trying to alienate him from people like us. I thank you for the call. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
If being prepared doesn't apply to you, disregard the next minute. We're way beyond a question of if and when is upon us. When you can't safely touch anything and a cough or sneeze can shut down your school or business, how would you or could you disinfect a school bus, office, locker room, place of worship, or your entire home and do it in just minutes? Go to Hazarid.com and see the 8-minute video that is guaranteed to show how our unique application process can do really big jobs that you never could do before. H-A-Z-A-R-I-D. Total protection kits kill viruses, bacteria, mold, and much more. And they do it for less cost than what you're currently using. Don't risk facing shipping bottlenecks and possible shortages. Act now to assure prompt delivery and to receive our 2-for-1 double product special. You can't buy Hazarid in stores. Order online at Hazarid.com or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
I'm a one-man revolution. The time is nigh. The day is dark. There's only one solution.
McNichol, writer and director of Reclaiming the Blade, an upcoming documentary all about the sword and its history, coming up at the top of the hour. I want to talk about how soft society's got for a second, how the iPod generation is truly softer than a marshmallow. School bans dangerous swimming goggles. Yes, in the UK, they have now banned regular swimming goggles. That's how much we have. Dodgeball wasn't enough. Swimming goggles have to be banned. But it's okay to play biometric facial recognition, voice recognition games with your Xbox, apparently. But the goggles for swimming, let's take away all physical activity outside of you, you know, bowing down to your lords at Xbox, at Microsoft, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation of Sterilization, baby. All right, let's go to Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're online.
Hey, good evening, Jason. How you doing, man?
All right.
Good. Jason, I got a quick news headline, then if you have time, I have a short idea and a comment.
All right, go for it.
The news headline is, you remember Officer Messerling at the BART station in San Francisco who recently killed that young man?
Yes.
Well, he was brought up on murder charges today by a San Francisco judge. I didn't know
he's the 27-year-old guy that did it, right?
I think it was a 27-year-old that died. I'm not sure. I thought
how old the officer was?
Maybe a little older. I'm not sure, though.
Okay.
Yeah, Jason, the idea that I have is that, you know, I thought perhaps that you and the crew could, through the week, like Monday through Thursday, track the callers for quality, so to speak. And on Friday, if you could arrange it through your phone system, the best one or two callers of the week could come on the show for a 20 or 30 minute segment each, and you, Jason Bermitz, could pick their brains for fertile ideas and insightful opinions. I don't think this has ever been done before, Jason, and, you know, I thought it would be very enlightening and interesting for all of us, but just something you might think about.
Maybe we should have, like, a super caller roundtable hour. That wouldn't be bad, and maybe we could do that. But maybe not once a week, maybe once a month. I could see that, like a Steven from Texas, Dan from Florida. Maybe we could do that. I'll look into it, because we really...
Didn't plan myself to be involved, but, you know, I'm always interested just to hear what everybody's got, because each person's their own universe of ideas and perception, and it really varies from person to person in certain ways. Usually.
No, it's true. Like, some of my favorite callers was that Harley Davidson factory worker that called in, and he's talking about, hey, with all these new emissions, our company's basically going to be dead. You're not going to be able to own your bike, or they're going to tax you heavily for it because you're a bad person. Your carbon footprint is too much. And that is worth talking about. The veteran that just got his carry and conceal permit revoked and then reinstated because of, I guess, our callers calling in the office and saying it's disgusting that this guy goes to the VA to get help and you revoke his carry and conceal permit by trying to say that he has PTSD. So maybe that is a good idea. I thank you for the call, Mark. Let's jump to Danny in New York. Danny, you're on the line.
Yes, how's it doing? New York State, I'd like to let you know, just gave nonviolent offenders to be able to hide their nonviolent record from employers, because in this state, if you have a felony, you ain't getting no job. And if
that
not,
is true.
You're getting the worst of the worst jobs. Mm-hmm. I right now am studying at ITT, hopefully to use my network administration and knowing how to use software stuff to be able to say, look, I could do this technical job with my felony, and I'm smarter than most of the people that are wandering around here. I just made a mistake in the past and decided to sell drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a couple of ADAs, the current DA and the former DA criticizing it, and some Republican guy, I can't remember which one of the people that represent in the state.
What were they criticizing?
They were criticizing that, that's going to create a public health issue. It's already public health issue when a guy who's a nonviolent offender can't get a job. Because he's going to do something to make some money.
Well, the bottom line, sir, is any way they can get you into the system, they're going to take it, whether that be you going to jail, you being a child and giving it to Mugruff the crime dog. I mean, they want everybody's DNA. They want everybody tracked, traced, and databased in everything that they do. You know, we already know they're doing it through this, Hepting versus AT&T trial, where this was the previous administration, and probably the previous administration before that. Alex Jones always talks about the Telecommunications Act of 1996, where they admitted it. So they want as much information on you as possible. This new HR, what's that?
I have a good one for you today. They just tased a guy in Niagara County to get his DNA because he refused to give it up on
That's
the court
true.
Order.
You know, I was going to cover that story, but he's accused of murder, I believe. So, listen, I don't like the ruling. There's a story about it over at Infowars.com, but he did give them his DNA at first voluntarily, and they screwed it up. And I think that's why he said no after the fact. And like I said, I'm not fond of the ruling because it's a broad ruling, but they always use the worst of the worst cases. I mean, if this guy is a murderer, they'll say, see, told you so.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, brother. Let's go to Eric in Pennsylvania. Eric on the line. Yes,
hey,
sir.
Jason.
How you doing, Eric?
You know, this always happens. I'm on hold. Tonight I called in with three things. Now I have five things.
Mm-hmm.
First one is the first guy, I think it was Mark from Oregon, called and said you should have like a round table. Well,
yeah.
Like, you know, like, that's a great idea. I mean, if you think your show is Al-Qaeda now, you get me on the show for 30 minutes. You're going to have a turban on your head, buddy.
Well, it's about as Al-Qaeda as it gets now that Osama bin Laden's releasing new audio tapes.
Oh, yeah, because he's still alive, obviously.
What else you got for me, Eric?
Okay, and the last guy that called about the felonies, forget about felonies, they're asking you on job applications if you've ever been convicted of any, charged with anything more than a minor traffic violation.
Yeah, I usually see the misdemeanors on, I haven't filled out a job application in
some
time.
No, you jaywalk now, you can't get the job. And on to why I called, Project Natal, I mean, look at that, man. Dude, my kids, honestly... They would be hooked on that.
I mean, how crazy is that Milo thing? I mean, they showed you some of the incredibility in that first little teaser clip that I played. But the second clip I played where the little boy is interacting, he's got facial recognition, he can hear your voice and how you're speaking to him. It immediately takes the paper, scans it in, it has the image on there, the computer's interpreting that image. It's seriously something out of 2001 A Space Odyssey where you're constantly interacting with a computer who has a voice.
Well, I saw 2001 when I was 12, and it pretty much changed my life. But, you know, who wouldn't support that game? I mean, that who would think, you know, like, that would be bad? But
that has malicious intentions, right?
Well, you obviously are on the right track, you know, designating it as a spy device. Also, today I watched the Bilderberg 2008 extended coverage. Mm-hmm. Seeing Jones by that, what was that hotel?
That was in
Chantilly.
Yeah, the Chantilly.
The Marriott in Chantilly. Just listening to him on the megaphone talking about how this international crime syndicate and how they're guarding these criminals, just seeing the look on their face was just incredible.
Well, Jones does it right, man. I'm a big fan of Alex. I love what he does. And there's a lot of critics out there, but I don't see them outside of the Bilderberg group. I don't see them standing up for freedom. I don't see them confronting tyranny. You know what I'm saying, brother?
Yes, and okay, and this was a big issue on today's Alex's show, talking about the white supremacists joining with Al-Qaeda. Now, I would have to say there is some truth to that, because I've debated with these white supremacists, by the way. They're very hateful, and they really do believe what they say. But this is what I want to say, is that they would only support these Arabs if they were killing Jews. That's all they care about, is killing every single Jew on the planet. So,
well, yeah, no, that's what white supremacy is. Well, they'd also like to kill all the blacks eventually and all the Mexicans.
No, it's the Jews more than anything. They, for some reason, they really, really, really hate the Jews.
Well, they're the main target, but listen, it always starts out that way. It always starts out with, look, Hitler, the Jews were the target at some point, but really not. I mean, it was communists first, then gypsies, then the mentally ill, then the Jews, and there was a big support behind that because anti-Semitism is rampant throughout the world for some reason. And then it was, dissidents and people who don't have jobs and anybody who stood against the system. I thank you for the call, Eric. Gavin in D.C. Gavin, you're on the line. Yes. Good.
Yeah, you're pretty good. Yeah, about the police state. Yes, it's very, very evident out here, especially in Washington, D.C. Yesterday, I got pulled over. I had a suspended license, and the officer pulled me over. He watched me stop at the stop sign completely because I seen him. So I stopped at the stop sign completely, rolled up. I went to the Exxon, got gas, you know. He watched me get gas. He pulled over across the street, sat there and watched me. I pulled off, got in the street. He came behind me and turned his lights on, pulled me over, and said, license and registration. Then I gave him registration. I told him off the top that my license was suspended because I wanted to be honest with him. So, you know, wouldn't have to be no inquiries. I've seen a lot of police brutality, and I've seen the EMT video, and I didn't want none of that to happen to me, you know.
Yeah, I hear you, brother.
On the phone with the guidelines, you know. So then all of a sudden, he just said, you know, I smell marijuana. You know, I was just smoking. So, you know, he just said, I need to search the car now. So I said, you never let me know what you pulled me over for. So he stopped for a second, and he just started looking around the car because he never had a reason to pull me over. Then he looked and seen my parking pass for my neighborhood in my mirror, and he said, yeah, you're not allowed to have stuff on your mirror. I said, if you pull me over for this, you're going to have to pull everybody on the street over because everybody got something hanging in their mirrors, you understand? Mm-hmm. And now in Montgomery County, Maryland, they just put 60 new red light cameras and speed cameras on the streets.
Well, they have those cameras all over Austin. I hadn't seen grids like that. And I thank you for the call. The echo is just too much. I thank you for the call, Gavin. They have grids like that in New York City. I'm very well aware of out in California, some in Florida. But I wasn't expecting it in Austin, Texas. And in Austin, Texas, I mean, there are cameras all over the place. You're on I-35. You're on 183, you're on Mopac, Camera City. Camera City. If you're downtown, it's Camera Town USA is what it is. Greg in California, you're on the air. Yes, Greg.
Yeah, I just wanted to, I got 3 points. I wanted to say, you know what, the other day when you were going on a rant, bro, you made me proud as an American. That was some good stuff. And if more people felt that passionate about this, we wouldn't have let things get this far out. You know what I'm saying?
I wish that people would be more passionate, but they seem to be so docile and so jacked up on high fructose corn syrup and retarded from their mercury that, again, is only poisonous when they want it to be. See, the mercury in the water, that's poisonous because of coal, but the mercury in the high fructose corn syrup is delicious because it dumbs you down.
Damn. You know, it's a scary thing, man. We don't have much options in that fact. But, you know, one of the other things I want to say is people need to wake up about the police. You know, if they are really here to protect us, they wouldn't spend so much money flying over a helicopter over my house constantly, that they would back us up in court for, like, when someone breaks into your house and cuts themselves on breaking your window, they sue you in the court a lot. If they were really here to protect us, man, they would back us up in court, too, and they don't do that.
Well, a lot of cops are just people that were nothing in high school. They get this complex, and finally they're given some power, and all of a sudden they're the authority. I hate to use the high school analogy, but how many cops do you know that really went to college? It's not that many. One of my friends that are cops, actually like state trooper level, they did go to college, and that was kind of like a career path. They wanted to be in law enforcement, and good for them. But they're smart people, and I hope they don't abuse their power. I see these guys that, again, just barely got through high school. I got a gun. And the police admittedly won't take you if you're above a certain IQ level because they're scared that you're probably going to make the right decision. But on top of that, the public reason is because they think that you might move on to bigger and better things and won't dedicate your life to the police force. So let's hire a bunch of dummies. And not all cops are dumb. I'm not saying you're dumb. But when they actually say that if you're too intelligent, you can't be a police officer, what does that say about society? Seriously, our best and brightest should be the one who are there to protect and serve. Because they don't see themselves as authorities. They see themselves as civil servants. They're to help the community.
You should never take that job personal. And they do constantly. They get off on the ego, and they take the stuff personal when you run from them. And boy, it fires them up, and that's a bad thing in that job.
Yeah, especially now more than ever when they're saying that they can tase you to get DNA. That is a bad precedent to set. That if we don't have your DNA and we want it, we'll just tase you for it. That's a great idea. They're tasing 72-year-old grandmothers in Austin, Texas. Cops are out of control. A lot of people laugh at the don't tase me, bro, tasing because it made national news. But that kid was asking real questions. He was super excited, sure, but asking real questions to a political figure that should have answered them. He offered to leave without being arrested. He did nothing to be arrested. They would not do so, and then they started tasing him, and that's a sad state of affairs in this country and anywhere in the world, in my opinion. I thank you for the call. John in California, you're online. Yes, John.
Yeah, I have a quick question. I know you're big on Ron Paul, and so am I. Why don't you ever talk about Dennis Kucinich? Because he's righteous, too.
No, I do talk about Dennis Kucinich. I always say he's my second favorite member of Congress. He has a large role in Fabled Enemies, and I wish he would do a little bit more. He did a little bit of groveling to Obama. I remember when he was given the fake speech of the Union, and Dennis was, oh, I love you, Obama. Oh, I love you. I wish he would be a little more vocal and say, look, we need to get out of Afghanistan and Iraq now. No more redeploying or redistributing forces from Iraq into Afghanistan while you really aren't, you know, doing what you said you were going to do. Get out of the war. And I think he's probably fooled. I think he's too much on these social programs. He probably thinks the Give Act is a good idea. Listen, Dennis Kucinich is a good guy. I think he has his blind spots. However, I'm with you. He's probably the second best guy in Congress. I like Dennis.
Okay. Well, that's all.
All right, man. Go check out my movie, Fabled Enemies. I give him a glowing review. Let's go to Scott in California. Scott, you're online.
Hey, Jason. This is your anti-chemtrail buddy, Scott, out here near Edwards Air Force Base.
How you doing, sir?
How's it going? Hey, you know how Alex uses his theme of the Star Wars theme for his show? And I've been listening to your show about every other night. Have you ever heard of the Peter Gabriel song, The Tower That Ate People?
I'm not sure if I know it by name. I've listened to the best of. I know the Beacos People by him. I actually like Peter Gabriel. Of course, okay, Sledgehammer was the big hit, but I'm not sure if I've heard that one.
Well, I think that would be a great intro to your thing. Listen to the first of the lyrics. I don't know what the actual song is really about, but when you hear the first of the lyrics, I think you're going to want to use it as your intro, or at least...
What's the Peter Gabriel track again?
The Tower That Ate People.
The Tower That Ate People. All right, I'll check it out. What else you got for me?
Okay, on my website on YouTube, which is a YouTube website, mm-hmm. I've got the chief meteorologist of Channel 29 CBS News in Bakersfield that I did two interviews with. It went, I did one interview that went to two interviews, and you can watch that on my SOAR, S-O-A-R-1-U website. His name is Miles Musio, and I interviewed him for 14 minutes in 2 7-minute segments.
Okay, I'll send people there. What's your opinion on this Earth 2100?
You know, I haven't. I just heard you talk about that with somebody. Is that a movie that's out or something on YouTube or what?
No. It's ABC special that aired. Was on Tuesday night. We don't get ABC on DirecTV, so I wasn't able to tape it. But it basically went through all these different plagues and said the administration actually does start blocking the sun with chemtrails and shooting pollutants into the sky. On top of that, I thank you for the call, Scott. We're gonna go to Sherry, Jeff, and more. It's the Info War with Jason Burbus, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned about the current strain of influenza spreading across the U.S.? At the rate this new virus is spreading, it's not a matter of if, but when it will affect each and every American. This virus is comprised of extracted DNA from the Spanish flu and has combined itself with the bird and swine flu, making it very contagious and deadly. The Center for Disease Control has made it clear that there are no vaccinations available to treat this new threat. What can you do to help protect your family? You need to visit WholeCure.com. WholeCure.com has flu survival packages starting at $24.95. These flu survival packages include everything necessary to help fight the flu and last up to 2 years of continuous use. The supplement functions as an immune system booster and is meant to rapidly improve your health to the point of overcoming the flu. Call 1-866-644-1933. That's 1-866-644-1933. Or visit WholeCure.com. That's W-H-O-L-E Cure.com. WholeCure.com today.
Books illustrate what we already know. Can describe the words the sky. Raising your flags along polluted coasts. Dreaming of the day that we attack. Attack, attack, a fetal servitude. We attack. Attack, attack, attack with pesticide. We attack. All the years of propaganda. We shall attack. Attack.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Info War with Jason Burmis. Let's go to Sherry in Texas. Sherry, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. Apparently, unless Bloomberg is lying, which I'm assuming they're not, they don't usually lie, they're saying that the WHO is going to go level 6 within 10 days.
Really? What report was this?
This is at fiercebiotech.com and also bloomberg.com. WHO tweaks pandemic label to avoid swine flu panic.
So what are they saying, that they're again changing the regulations on it?
They're tweaking the pandemic label. I don't know what that means, but I'm assuming.
Well, they actually had to change the definition of a pandemic. Then we reported on that before in order to just go to level 5. But if you're telling me that now it's being reported, level 6 is indefinite in 10 days?
Apparently, they said Chan and colleagues spent 7 hours on June 1st consulting experts and public health officials from 23 countries on how to explain that swine flu is global but not severe. But then they go on to say, very scared. I don't even know what they're even trying to announce, but apparently...
Well, if they go to level 6 and they say forced vaccinations for everybody, that's when we really need to get upset.
Well, and that's why I said, we just have to say no right now.
Well, I agree.
Everybody has to decide for themselves.
Well, my fear is that they're going to use the pandemic level 6 to say that you have to take the vaccine and see how many people go out voluntarily. If they can get 18% to say they're going to take it without a government order, how many are they going to get saying with a government order? Maybe
40, 50%?
Okay.
Fierce Biotech says, citing sources, Bloomberg reports that Chan will make the announcement in the next 10 days, but is trying to find a way to soften the blow by reassuring people that the new flu usually causes nothing more than mild symptoms. So basically, they want to pull off the pharmacological industry getting away with stealing all this money without it being that big of a deal.
Well, I think it's more than them stealing money. I think they want to poison you. Look, the report, thank you for the call. Out of the Mayo Clinic last week, is if you take the flu shot, the Mayo Clinic out of Minnesota, you take the flu shot, you're 3 times more likely to get the flu. Well, does that sound like something you should be doing, taking the flu shot that's 3 times more likely to get you sick? Oh, but the studies are probably inconclusive, Jason. They'd never harm us, really. Yeah, the government's never harmed us. They don't openly talk about population control. David Rockefeller didn't just meet with Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, Ted Turner, Oprah, to discuss overpopulation. That never happened. They didn't just air Earth 2100. Let's go to Jeff in Pennsylvania. Jeff, you're on the air.
Hello, Jason?
Yes, sir.
Hi. I just have to roll my eyes at some of the things that have been talked about regarding police. There's that one case with the EMT getting hit and an old lady getting tasered. And, people just got to understand that when you resist arrest,
all right, hold on. If this old woman, hold on, buddy. If this woman resisted arrest, why aren't they showing the video of it? The 72-year-old woman who got tased. Why won't they release the video of her resisting arrest? I mean, they have the dashboard cam. If she resisted and deserved to get tased, why aren't they showing it?
Well, we would have to check out the police report for that.
Well, I've seen the police report. They read the police report on the news report that I played. I don't know if you saw it. It was off of local Fox News. And they asked for the tape, and they didn't get it. And that EMT, if he had done something prior to get arrested, because anything he did on that videotape did not warrant his arrest. What, should he have just gone with the slave master? He said, boy, you're under arrest. You're under arrest. He hadn't done anything. He told the other guy to put his camera down because he didn't want to cause trouble. I can't defend that guy either. I'm sorry, sir. I can't defend the guy who actually got kicked in the head. He lied down and put his hands out. It's the Info Warrior.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Back, and we're joined by Daniel McNichol, the writer and director of the upcoming film Reclaiming the Blade, for the next 30 minutes. Daniel, how are you this evening?
Great. Thanks, Jason, for having me on.
No problem. Why don't you tell people what this project is and what they can expect from this film?
Well, let me first say that the force is strong with you, my friend.
Well,
and I mean
you.
That. Keep the faith, keep up the good fight, and stay strong, my brother.
Oh, I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
Yeah. The film is well, you know, it's all about sword fighting and sword fight choreography. And there's a lot of celebrities in the film, of course. You know, the kind of the root of the story, mm-hmm. for me, began with just getting to the... You know, this whole idea of swords being a symbol for justice, for freedom, for, just a way of the common people to express themselves. And so that was a part, that was kind of the inspiration for me as a filmmaker. And, you know, it's great to be on the phone with somebody like you who's a filmmaker, themselves.
Well, thank you. Well, when you talk about that and you talk about the sword and how the common people were able to stand up, I mean, back in the day when technology was more on a level where the elites had the same technology as the common person, you could stand up for yourself a lot more. And you seem to have a shot at the title, if you will. Now it's a little more lopsided. The military seems to have all these cool weapons and gadgets that we don't have. But again, you know, you go back only, you know, 300-400 years ago, and people were mainly using these as the main weapons of warfare.
Sure.
And that's incredible to me, and we're all hooked on movies like, you know, Lord of the Rings and other things that are kind of featured in your film. I don't know anybody who's not a Star Wars fan. I do know those people, but I don't like those people. They always give Star Wars fans a lot of guff. Some people take it to a new level, but I mean...
Sure,
I
understand.
You look at those epic battles of... You know, they don't have the blasters, and they're the real deal. I remember just being mesmerized by Empire Strikes Back as a kid, you know, the dozens of times I was watching it after school, and thinking, man, that is the coolest thing. And it really is about good versus evil, especially in that kind of a, you know, allegory of
sure.
Luke versus, you know, his
and,
father and, of evil. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and let me say, I mean, the technology at the time for swords was quite developed to a state that is even... amazing by our own standards to make a blade. You know, when you look at the science of metals and the technology that was involved in it, it really took a lot of science that was behind the forging of these swords that were made from alloys, essentially, which was a mixing of blades and a forging and a crossing of the steels. And so the bladesmith, who I definitely lift my hat to all those bladesmiths from times gone. You know, they did a fantastic job and a fantastic craft that was, as a scientist or a craftsman or artist, you have to appreciate what they did. It was quite amazing. And, you know, so there was, even though they didn't live in the technological age that we live in today, it was still very much an age of information. And those who understood the technology of swords, you know, bronze actually was not quite as strong as steel and the mix of alloys and whatnot. So it's actually quite similar to today, more so than you would think.
Now, do you go over some of like these great craftsmen, some of the legends of their days, or the, more along like the models that were used?
We do a little bit dive into the modern craftsmen. So, and that's what's exciting, is to see the modern practitioners and the modern craftsmen.
Well, let's talk about that and the choreography of such a project on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. Go check out the blog, theinfowarrior.com, or check us out live at prisonplanet.tv.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Suddenly is a realm of myth, of legend, of heroes, of adventures.
When men were to take up arms, the predominant object was the sword.
It's hard to turn on the television and go to the cinema, it seems, without still being surrounded by swords.
As my sword master.
You know, he used to train Errol Flynn. Oh, and he was Darth Vader doing all the lightsaber work.
Oh, Darth Vader, yes. It's just the cloak and the helmet that I was underneath it all.
As a designer, you can draw hundreds of designs that you love. You know, it's all those dreams that you really can't have anymore because you've grown up.
The truth of the sword has been shrouded in antiquity, and the Renaissance martial arts that brought it into being are long forgotten.
I'm sure that a lot of historians still find it a kind of, not a proper subject,
So we have essentially a break in the history of the sword in the Western world.
The one-on-one dueling spirit of the sword could not prevail under the shadow of automatic machine gun fire.
I don't like just reading about it and putting a book on the shelf. I want to do it.
Literally tens of thousands of hammer blows have to be right.
You can almost read the movements like you read music.
So that all of a sudden becomes like a direct link back to that time.
All right, very, very cool. We're back with the writer and director of Reclaiming the Blade. Go check it out at reclaimingtheblade.com. When is this set for release, by the way?
The actual release to Barnes & Noble and Blockbuster and Target, Amazon, all that, it's going to actually be July 7th.
Excellent, excellent. And they can get it directly from the website, though, right?
Sure. They can actually go right now and order it on our website, which is reclaimingtheblade.com or swordmovie.com.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So how do you get involved in this? Like, what's the process of, you know, I'm a documentary filmmaker, I want to express something. How do you get into, all right, I want to do a movie about swords?
Sure, that's a great question. I love talking about films, by the way, and I've been very impressed with the films that you've done. And to me, filmmaking is all about getting behind a story or a belief or a passion that you you know, really feel strongly about. You know, that's what drives us all. And I think as filmmakers, and I think, Jason, you can understand this, you know, we really want to dive into and delve into and really put our heart and soul into stories and into films that we care about, stories that we care about, people that we care about, you know, events that we care about, you know. And that's really what was at the heart of, at the heart and the soul of Reclaiming the Blade. You know, I watched a lot of movies about all sorts of subjects with regards to documentaries. Mm-hmm. Documentaries about anything that you could possibly imagine, you know, a spool, you know, or you know, just some random personality.
I was watching The Devil's Playground about the Amish kids on their Rumspringa over the weekend. I mean, that's the kind of dork that I'm, you know. I can't get enough of docs. No, that is a good one. It's a classic.
Yeah, I love documentaries, too. I mean, yeah, there's some good ones out there. And, you know, as I was watching these documentaries as a young filmmaker myself, more of a screenwriter, because I kind of, my foray into filmmaking was screenwriting. I actually decided to write a script about Glastonbury, which is, a lot of people in Britain will probably be familiar with Glastonbury because of the festival that is held there every year with the many artists that come through. But Glastonbury is actually a very interesting place because Joseph of Arimathea, who is the great uncle to Christ, actually is the legendary person who brought the Holy Grail to Britain.
Uh-huh.
So I actually started writing about a screenplay about Joseph and how he brought the Holy Grail to Britain and the, kind of the birth of all of the Arthurian legends and Caractacus who fought against the Roman Empire. So it's a great story and a great script in regards. It's very much a Star Wars or Lord of the Rings type story where you have, independent rebel force fighting against an empire. So it's a very cool story.
Mm-hmm.
And it also deals with the birth of Christianity in Britain during the first century. And we're talking about, you know, 100 BC. 180. And so it's quite fascinating in that respect. And so that was kind of my entry into filmmaking and as a writer. And then I just saw an opportunity and dove in on the sword.
You know, it's interesting you talk about, you know, the Holy Grail and such, because my big sword movie as a kid, the one that I probably wasn't supposed to watch when I was so much younger, was the original Excalibur with Patrick Stewart. And, you know, it has the Holy Grail in it as one of the main points, and the Knights of the Round Table. And it was just such an intense film. And one of the scenes that really sticks with me is there's this son, you know, father battle, and the son is, you know, this witch's daughter, he's the bad guy. But in order to kill him, he gets slayed by this sword, and he has to pull himself on the sword to behead the guy. And that always stuck with me, and it was just so cool. And that the swordplay in that, even to this day, really stands up. That movie's got to be, you know, 30 years old at this point, maybe more.
Yeah.
And you don't see that as much anymore. I mean, every once in a while you get something. Even a Lord of the Rings seems almost too epic with all the CG.
Yeah.
I mean, Braveheart was probably the last big sword movie out there in my opinion, Gladiator maybe to some extent, but again, all that CG. I love CG, don't get me wrong, and I see why filmmakers use it to tell their story, especially in big Hollywood pictures, but there's just something so gritty and real of being on the set and having the people actually there, in my opinion. And this, although it shows you a lot of the green screen stuff, you know, you can tell just from the trailer. Do you get to go on, like, cool locations while these things are being shot when you shoot this, like actual movies, or you just kind of hang out with the choreographers?
Well, you know, a lot of these films were already produced when we made the film.
Mm-hmm.
So we more or less hooked up with the filmmakers and the choreographers, that's a tough word. And so, you know, it was mostly hooking up with these people after they had already produced the films. You know, in the case of Reclaiming the Blade, we actually met with Weta Workshop and Richard Taylor and John Howe, who's actually the artistic, he's in the artistic department doing a lot of the design elements for Reclaiming the Blade and, not Reclaiming the Blade, but Lord of the Rings and Chronicles of Narnia.
Those films do look epic, don't get me wrong, and they can't be possible, you know, in the times that we are, but I mean, I don't know. There's just something about two people in the sword. I mean, one of those scenes that you show in the trailer is just Darth Vader and, you know, Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker fighting, and it doesn't get much more epic than that in my eyes. And then for you to have the actual, you know, actually Darth Vader there sitting and talk to you, that must be kind of a trip, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was great. You know, I think of Bob Anderson, who's the gentleman that did all the fight choreography in the film. I think of him as a friend, you know, and somebody that was very interested in what we were doing and welcomed us to his home to interview him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, what's exciting about these films is that they have such a reflection of what we want or what we feel that we desire as a society. I mean, when you look at films like Star Wars and the Rebel Army versus the Empire and the Order 66, you know, which was to destroy all of the rebels, and you look at films like The Lord of the Rings where you look at the Fellowship versus... which the Fellowship represented basically the free people of Middle-earth. Who were the free people of Middle-earth? I mean, they were basically those that were striving for, they were constitutionalists, basically. Mm-hmm. You know, and so you have this epic battle going on. And then Robin Hood, you look at Robin Hood, you look at, you know, King John and Richard's Lionheart, who was called to the... the wars that were going on, in the Middle East, and Robin Hood was this just rebel that was fighting for goodness. You see it in all of these movies. I mean, whether it's 300 or the Pirates of the Caribbean or Gladiator, I mean, it's just time and time again you see the same story being reflected. I think it speaks to, essentially, they're trying to sell movie tickets, and they're trying to appeal to our common desires, and our common desire is to live free, you know?
I think
of people like Jason Burmes and Alex Jones is like the real Luke Skywalkers of our age. Really. I honestly say that with all my heart.
That's very nice of you, man. I mean, I wish there were more Luke Skywalkers. I wish we had real people. But you know what? Even when we have real people, they just leech onto them anyway. Like these City Year commercials I have to see where they're promoting the I Am Change Obama logo while they show you pictures of Gandhi and Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah.
And, you know, John F. Kennedy. People that... Mother Teresa, people that were genuinely good people. I mean, John Kennedy, iffy, but it looks like he was standing up for the people at the end and they had to blow his brains out. But just that they use these guys that have been, I guess, propped up in society and then to jump on that, to piggyback on that and promote an Obama agenda.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What does it mean to us as a society today that... you know, we can clearly see that people are drawn and they have this innate... responsibility or draw, whatever you want to call it, to live free, you know? I mean, it's something that's within all of us, you know?
Well, it needs to be in all of us, I think, you know? Hopefully it is. Hopefully more people will step up to the plate and say that, you know, I do want to be a free human being, but I think we've been so dumbed down. I don't want to get too depressing, but it's nice to look back on the good times when people did stand up for themselves.
On that subject, before the next bumper comes up, I have to say, I've read the end of the book, and we will win. And there's no question about it. Hands down, it's the bottom line. We're going to win this, period.
Well, I'm not in it to lose it. I'll tell you that. I am in it to win it. And
because look at Star Wars. It was look, how did Star Wars end? It ended well. How did Lord of the Rings end? It ended well.
In
Real
the darkest
life
times,
ends well, too.
I hope so. Because
it does, my friend. Trust me.
Well, maybe it is darkest before the dawn. We'll be back after this. ReclaimingTheBlade.com. Go check it out right now. I'm the Info Warrior.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C., fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
I knew she was a virgin when I first met her. Rockin' stockings and poppin' out of the Catholic school sweater. Mom told me she could do better than a criminal. 17-year-old psychotic trying to be lyrical. I never meant to break the heart of a couple life, but I was careless. Instead of treating her right, I seen her again at
some club stripping and wondered if I could have made a
All
life
right,
different.
We are back with Daniel McNichol, the writer and director of Reclaiming the Blade. Go to reclaimingtheblade.com right now. You can get the pre-order. Check out the trailer for the film. Now, you've got other projects in the work you were just talking about with Lucasfilms, and I forget what the second one was.
Well, the Lucasfilm project is actually something I'm developing with New York Jedi. And that's an organization in New York City. One of the main persons behind that is Flynn, who is in Brooklyn. You're from up north, I think,
yes.
From New York.
Yes.
Well, I'm from Philly, so.
Oh, excellent! I actually lived in Collingswood, New Jersey.
We got to give a shout out to the Eastern, Eastern Front.
I miss it. It's a little hot in Texas. I'm not gonna lie.
I was thinking about that before I came on. I was like, no, this guy, he's New York, you know? He's got to be sweating down there in Texas.
Oh,
you know what's funny is I actually grew up in Texas.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
What
I was
part?
Born in Houston, and my father got his graduate master's or doctorate degree, whatever, in Philadelphia.
It's a cool place out here. You know, I lived right outside of Philly in Jersey for a while, in Collingswood, New Jersey, and I love Philadelphia, man. The cheesesteaks there. For people who have never been to Philadelphia and never, like, had Geno's, I feel bad for you. Oh, my God.
It's a great place.
South Street, let's go.
And I've not been to Texas in a while, so I can't speak with any authority. The last time I was in Texas, I think it was maybe 10 years old. So.
Oh, wow.
So
now,
I really
come
want
back.
To come
Austin's,
back.
Yeah, Austin's a fun town.
I'd
it's
love
like a
to come visit
town.
Austin.
Oh,
am
man,
I welcome?
Austin's very cool. Yeah, come,
can I come
to Austin,
visit?
Man. Come visit Austin.
All right.
We'll go out on a weekend. It'll be fun.
Absolutely.
Because
be
weekdays,
fun.
My life is over. Not that I'm not here on weekends. Like, I am here on weekends, too, but at least I'm not doing, you know, 3 hours
I would
of radio.
Love to come down there. They have South by Southwest and just a great, it seems like such an awesome place to hang out.
It is a very, very, very cool place. But let's talk about the Lucasfilm project.
Sure.
You said it's going to be like a Jedi training video?
Yeah, well, right now, it technically, I must say, we at this point, we're talking to them about it, so it's not anything that's official at this point.
Mm-hmm.
What is official is the KC fighting method that we're doing with the Batman Begins and Dark Knight people, with Christian Bale and Heath Ledger. Well, God rest his soul.
Be, yeah.
But the guys who trained them on those movies and Mission Impossible, Tom Cruise and all those guys, Christian Nolan, who's the director of Batman Begins and Dark Knight, essentially the guys who developed the fight choreography for those movies are friends of mine. We're actually doing a movie on that. So that's very exciting. The Lucasfilm lightsaber thing is something we're definitely going to do, but I can't talk a whole lot about it right now because it's kind of still under development, if you know what I mean.
I got you. How's the PR been for this? Because I know how it is putting out a movie. You do a bunch of these different interviews. You have to send out press packets. I mean, how receptive have people been seeing what you've given them?
Mm-hmm. Well, the response to Reclaiming the Blade has been really a shocker to me. I was concerned that it would be too... I felt I'd put too much of my heart on my sleeve, if you know what I mean. You know, I think there's some dialogue in there. You know, I wrote the dialogue that John Rhys-Davies, who was the narrator of the film, that he narrated, and there were parts of it that I thought would be unwelcome, you know. But as it turns out, people are loving it, you know. I mean, they love freedom. They love a story that is about freedom. And that's what Reclaiming the Blade's all about.
Yeah, it is that kind of David versus Goliath story when you decide to stand up for yourself, even though you know there's a difficult path ahead. And just to go forward, you know, not knowing the future, but hoping for the best and really, again, not just hoping for the best, but trying to make the best possible. So everybody loves those kind of inspirational stories. I know
sure.
I have. I'm a big Rocky fan.
And, you know, I gotta tell you, I mean, I hate to interrupt, but I mean, I think life will imitate art because ultimately art is imitating life. We will win. I mean, hands down, no questions asked. We will win. And
how much darker do you think it has to get before we win, though? I know it's supposed to be darkest
sure.
before the dawn, but how much darker could it possibly get?
Well, what you have to ask yourself is not how much darker, but why is it getting darker? The question, the answer to that question is, you know, men need to be tested. And the only way to test the purity of men is the same way you test the purity of metals as a sword. You have to test it by fire. And the only way you can test a pure metal to make sure it's strong enough to go into battle is to, you know, pure purify it through fire, and that's what a bladesmith is all about. That's what's neat about the analogy of sword making. And ultimately, we are crafting a great blade. God is crafting a great blade, and that blade will conquer the enemy.
Well, hopefully
no
we
doubt.
Will be able to slay the serpent with this great blade.
We will.
Daniel McNichol, all right, my man, I like the enthusiasm. ReclaimingTheBlade.com, thank you so much. We'll be back after this. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Subject of ancient civilizations and documentary films. There's a new one that's coming out, I think, on the Discovery Channel, all about Incan sacrifices and these three babies that this family had sacrificed to the volcano gods or whatever were perfectly preserved. I didn't get to see it. I saw the commercials for it. I'm hugely interested in it. But it kind of segues into this other kind of bizarre story about the Incan culture. Peru finds human sacrifices from Inca civilization. Researchers at an archaeological site in northern Peru have made an unusually large discovery of nearly 3 dozen people sacrificed some 600 years ago by the Incan civilization. And apparently they preserve these bodies because they say they're in good condition. They still have skin tissues and hair. They've been preserved. They were found in a dry area. And they're also saying that most of them were women around 15 years of age, and only one of them was pregnant. And it looked like they did something to the fetus. I don't know. Very bizarre. Just the whole ritualistic murder thing to practice religion. It's just beyond me. But it seems like the elite are still into this. And that's why I kind of cover it. And I'm fascinated by it. And when I saw this special, we should bring up the trailer for this thing. The kids look freaky, man. I don't even know how to describe it. Their skin's still on their face. They're all wrapped up in these like rug-like things. Yeah. It's bizarre. Go check it out. All right, let's take some calls. John in West Virginia. John, you're on the line.
Yes, John. Yeah, I heard the last caller last night. I tried to call back, but it was too late, about the H.R. 1444 that he was talking about. Well, I called my sender about that.
Okay.
And I got assistant Liz, and as you know, I asked her, I said, what's going on with this bill? She goes, well, I'll find out what's going on with that. I went, no, I know what's going on, what they're trying to do. I said, has it passed? I mean, I said, went through Congress and it's going on before the House. And she told me that it goes before committee.
No, it's in committee. That's what I'm saying. It's in its second stage. It was introduced. It's in committee right now. Then there's another process before committee. And then after that, that's when it will be voted out in the House. He said that there was also another Senate bill, which was separate from H.R. 1444 that essentially set up the same thing. I have not seen that bill. I forgot what the number on that was, and I did not get to look that one up.
I got my notes. I take notes when you all talk. Let me flip to it. I was trying to find.
No, because there was that separate Senate bill. This is just nightmarish in itself.
S-277.
Pull up S-277. Can you guys find that for me? Print it out for me, too. Let me look it over in the break. See, I didn't get to see that one, but this one's bad enough. I mean, what they're going to find in these committees, man. They're going to find that all this stuff is a good thing, and they're going to find ways to get people into it. The bad economy is good for them because more people are willing to take on DHS jobs or AmeriCorps jobs or join City Year. The only economy that's flourishing in this terrible economy is Walmart. We covered that yesterday, but here's another headline.
Today.
What's that?
They talked about it on Fox today.
Because there's another headline. It's worse than what I said yesterday. They're going to add 22,000 more jobs in the U.S. Okay, they created 33,800 jobs last year. They intend to have 157 to 177 new or expanded stores and clubs during the current 2010 fiscal year. So over the next 18 months, they're expecting 150-plus new stores or extended stores. And mainline U.S. economists are expecting that at least 520,000 payroll jobs are going to leave in May alone. And that was, you know, obviously this is June 4th. So they're saying that 500,000+ people were probably laid off. That's mainline. Even Target and Macy's are announcing job cuts. But Walmart, just going to the top, baby. Slave Grid Incorporated.
Have you seen the documentary about them?
Yeah, no, I've been promoting it. It's called Walmart, the High Cost, the Low Prices. It really goes through the slave labor camps in China, shows you how families have to live there. It's disgusting. It's sickening. And that's what's coming to America, a second world nation, where you live in a dorm with your family and have to pay for it and beg your slave masters to feed you at night. It's loving. It's what we should all do. And that's if they don't kill you, because in, Earth 2100, they're like, yeah, you know, half the population has to die by plagues. Oh, we're shooting chemtrails into the sky. It's all delicious and fun for us. And the mercury's good until coal is providing the mercury, because we don't want coal, because coal is causing global warming. Ooh, the boogeyman. John, I thank you for the call. Steve in Illinois, you're on the air. Steve. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How are you?
Good.
Good, good. Okay, obviously there could be 1,000 things to talk about. Kudos to the gentleman who produced the Reclaiming the Blade movie. That's just super. While I was waiting here, I was able to review the internet trailer, the extended trailer. One important thing about that is that goes back to the days when all free men were armed. It was a sign of freedom to carry a blade. And basically, you know, that was a part of your overall what you dressed in. Mm-hmm. The idea of being armed at all times, free men being armed at all times. In fact, when they released a slave, in fact, in the movie it talks about when a slave is released, one of the ceremonies they do is present a blade to that person to carry as an identity thing. But next is, have we been discussing
The Supreme Court decision on gun rights that happened just recently. I know MSNBC just did a video on it today.
I've missed it.
Okay, I'm kind of stuck here. I saw a I guess Brian Williams of MSNBC reported that there was a Supreme Court decision, which of course was a 5-4 decision.
Oh, okay. It's always 5-4 every single time.
5-4, yes. So the conservative majority there were 5-4. Justice Roberts, Scalia, those guys. Decided 5-4 about gun rights and the interpretation of the Second Amendment. Now I've got to do a little bit more research and find it again on MSNBC, but you could have your producers look into that. But something major happened today out of the Supreme Court, and of course, LaPierre of the NRA was right up front there, you know, carrying on about it, and the whole issue of, you know, is the right to bear arms for the militia, for an individual person, you know, and all the usual ninnying that Alex Jones and you talk about all the time, basically that they try to marginalize the language of the Second Amendment. Interestingly, in one piece of the video on MSNBC, and I'll wrap up here quick, is one part there's a some sort of a city leader, a mayor or something like that, saying, okay, well, with this decision, realize that doesn't mean you can just pick up a gun and carry it anywhere, okay? You know, the idea being that we're still severely limited. But something to look into is what this newest MSNBC report is on a Supreme Court decision, a 5-4 decision about gun rights.
I'll definitely check it out. Thank you for the call. Rich in New York. Rich, you're on the air. Yes, Rich.
Yes, Jason, brother. How are you, brother?
Good.
Good. Listen, I have something kind of off subject, but I was listening to your guest previously, and I have a suggestion for him. I have a book here called The Burnished Blade, written by Lawrence Schoonover, copyrighted by Macmillan, 1949. He should read it. And the rest of his crap, I'm not sure if I can believe, but I tell you what, this is what I'm calling for, Jason, because I want to report this. And I did this to Steve Quayle, but he's been having problems. We had staggered column of black helos over this position within the last 48 hours, and they were AH-46D painted flat black, followed by an AH-60 Blackhawk. And we've been having these reports.
Well, black helicopters exist.
Well, they were heading northeast for my position, Jason. That means they were headed for Syracuse or Albany.
That doesn't
That's
shock
right
me.
In your town, brother, they're coming.
Well, you know what? They have a lot of military bases up there. They got military bases right around Schenectady, right around the airport in Albany.
They just flew over here 48 hours ago, you know, headed there. So I'm just telling you.
Well, maybe this has something to do with this, you know, WHO apparently going to declare level 6 in 10 days.
They're pre-positioning their assets. And what they're doing is these aircraft, as I understand, and I'm a U.S. Marine veteran, and I've been talking to people around here, and we have never, ever seen a tactical column fly over here at 1,000 feet. Not like that.
I'd never seen it either until the other day on my way in.
So guess what?
No, brother? I'm saying I saw that here. I reported on it over in Austin.
Well, they were headed northeast from my position, so that means they're headed for Albany or Syracuse or get refueled and go to Fort Drum.
All right, man. I'll check it out. Yeah, Fort Drum is right up there as well. You know, again, I reported, I think it was, what was it, Monday or Tuesday when I drove in, like 150 over the freeway on I-35. It was a formation of at least 6. I'm pretty sure it was 6 Black Hawk helicopters, and they were flying really low. They're probably doing a training exercise. Let's hope they're not amping up the military for some kind of a disaster. Let's hope that the WHO doesn't really plan on declaring pandemic level 6. I'm hoping that's not true. If Bloomberg's reporting it, though, we definitely have to look into it. Forrest, you're on the air. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, Ree Jason. I'd like to talk about country music and talk radio and the people of God. So this
All right.
Is where I'm going at with this. So I was down in Austin for several weeks, and I loved it down there. And Austin, Texas, has some of the greatest country music in the world. there's all these independent artists that are a lot better than the mainstream Nashville country. None of that like bubblegum, like candy ass country. It's real country. So like okay. Willie Nelson moved out to Austin in the early 60s.
Okay.
The Nashville establishment, you know, they were stuck in their kind of like country pop. It wasn't real country. So when somebody listens to you and Alex and other voices on the radio, it's really hard to like, go back to the mainstream radio. You know.
Well, that's good. That's a good thing. We're trying to tell the truth here. We report on things that matter. I mean, we'll tell you when a bill is saying mandatory service for everybody, including baby boomers. I mean, that's insanity. And people are saying, oh, well, it's just a committee. Don't you think the committee is going to find that everybody does need national service? It should be mandatory. And this is talking about ways to implement it and find out how we can get that baby boomer generation to give national service. We're all just going to volunteer for our slavery, apparently, Forrest.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'd like to talk about spiritual leaders, ambassador of God, who have been on your show, such as David Icke, Tessaria, Mike, Mark Dice, George Humphreys, Lindsay Williams, and the others. And when they're asked how what can we do to fight the New World Order and the occultists at the highest level that want to bring in their government that's against God, well, it all comes down to being at one with the omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent power that's everlasting. It's like when Pat Green said, if you know what I'm for, then you know what I'm against. So when we're for God, it'll take us through these things, and it's all a process. Just like when we judge a fruit by its trees, some of the people in the New World Order, right now they're in a season where we see their trees that are bare. But hopefully at some point, as the seasons go by, the trees will start to have flowers and sprout some fruit.
Well, you know what? It all depends on the content of our character, in my opinion. The fruits of our labor will be based on that and that alone, how we treat one another, whether we love one another. And I thank you for the call, Forrest. If we're able to stand up against tyranny, identify it, first of all, and then group together and fight it. And, you know, that's why Reclaim the Blade is cool, because back in the day, you know, one-on-one swordsman, I guess, I don't know, is it too much machismo? Is it too epic? I do look at, like, the Luke Skywalker, Darth Vader analogy of, you know, a man growing up to fight his father who he really idolized and didn't know who he was, and then he finds out he's the epitome of evil, and he still finds it within his strength to defeat that evil. And not only defeat that evil, but bring him around at the end. Kind of turn them to the side of good. It's a great moral tale. Eric in Colorado. Eric, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. How are you doing?
Good, man.
Oh, I got a couple things for you. This is the second time I've called in, and you guys were talking about the Earth 2100 flick or report. I didn't see it, but I heard a little bit about what it's about, and, you know, it does seem like more conditioning. Mm-hmm. It makes me think of the History Channel 36, they've been doing this thing called Life After People for a month.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And, you know, I think that show kind of primes you up to want more. And the way I look at it is when I saw the show, it's like, well, what happens if, you know, 100 years from now we're dealing with the crap that we're dealing with? Mm-hmm. So I know my partially awoken mind still wants some of the things that have driven me before, but I'm seeing it all over in the media, and I kind of see things that are going on that I never saw before.
Well, you know, really, you just look at that WHO panic, right? The swine flu pandemic. You had people all over the media everywhere. That Colbert interview with the woman who, you know, did the lead story on Newsweek with the pig and its snout coming out, and the swine flu somehow manifested in the United States, and it's the dirty pig's fault, and she goes after Lou Dobbs, and then if you question where the swine flu came from, you're a racist who thinks the Jews did it. I mean, it's unbelievable to me. And now if Bloomberg really is reporting this, that in 10 days or within 10 days, the WHO is going to declare pandemic level 6, we need to be very aware. We need to be alert. We need to immediately call our representatives and say, listen, we need to get out of the United Nations. How can we be part of an organization that's going to declare a pandemic level 6 and not guarantee people their individual human rights, which is what they claim
right.
This organization is about? It's supposed to be that, oh, everybody's going to need the same rights. The UN world government, it's so good. When those rights are taken away, when it's the right to be a slave, that's when we need to raise our hands and say, no, we're leaving the class.
I'm exactly right there with you. So the other thing, two callers ago, there was a gentleman on about the black helicopters. Now, I live in South Denver, Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I've been unemployed for almost 8 months now. Mm-hmm. And I also have noticed a lot more helicopters. They typically, there's one or two that will fly over towards Lockheed Martin. Mm-hmm. And way behind. But lately, I've been noticing a lot more variants, 3, 4, 5 helicopters headed off in that direction. I have heard that there is further south, Fort Carson, there's a FEMA camp, or a planned FEMA camp for, they used to use it as World War II for, I believe, Italian and Germans.
Well, people don't understand these FEMA camps are mostly makeshift military bases or facilities on a military base. It's not like, you know, they have all these prisons set up just as prisons. No, they have other functions. Remember when Katrina came around, what did they use as their little camp? They used the Superdome. They put up barbed wire, they armed the guards, and they said, look, you're under martial law. There is nobody ruling other than the military. And then the military didn't come in and help anybody. They let people die inside. But I think they're going to propose it a lot differently. Hopefully it won't be the scare tactics. It's going to be the economy's crashing. You need medical care. That's why we covered the medical van story, national story at ABC News in Austin, Texas. Oh, I can't afford insurance anymore. It's okay. It's the mobile medical van to the rescue. Well, it'll be the FEMA camp to the rescue. That's where the bread lines will be. That's where you'll get your cheese. You know, people who are on WIC and welfare and food stamps and already depend on the state, well, there'll be new centers for it because there's going to be a lot more people dependent on it. I guarantee you that. We'll be back with Jay, Anthony, and others. It's the Info Warrior, 866-582-9933.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit AirandAqua.com. That's AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
When they tortured and scared you for 20 odd years,
believe we are on Jay in Ohio. Jay, you're on the line.
Yes, sir.
Jay, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up,
hey,
my man?
I have a couple things. Barack Obama has consistently acted like a true American.
Yeah?
That's a direct quote from Naomi Wolf. And here's another one. The Clintons, and she for some reason mentions both of them, gave us 8 years of peace and prosperity.
Well, you know what?
That's in an article.
All right, I thank you for the call, Jay. Jay, you got to watch the language on the program, buddy. We're G-rated, my friend. I would have talked to you I might have given you the whole segment because I wanted to know when that Naomi Wolf quote was from. She was a supporter of Barack Obama on the way in. We had her on this program a couple months ago. We need to get her on the program again. I don't think that she would support what's in H.R. 1444. I don't think she's going to support what they're doing with City here, but maybe I'm wrong. Look, the point is that she's done a lot of good work. I like The End of America. I hope that she, in The End of America and The Fairness Doctrine, her book, she says this could be used by any administration. She's a Rhodes Scholar. She worked with the Clintons. She obviously has her blind spots. But to a person like me who wasn't awake back in 2000 and 1999 and 1998 in the whole 90s, just wasn't awake, didn't know about this whole thing. I thought the Clintons were better than breakfast. You know what I'm saying? Let's be honest. We didn't have any major wars. We did have economic prosperity in this country. People were making money. Job growth was real. And it didn't seem like there was a foreign enemy coming to get us. We weren't entrenched in wars. So I can see that perspective. In reality, is the guy a monster? Yeah, he's a really slick monster. On top of that, he's a drug runner with his wife, Mina, Arkansas. We know about that. We know that he helped cover up the first World Trade Center bombing, Oklahoma City, Waco. And those are three tragedies that if you look at, let's say the first World Trade Center bombing in 1993 actually went off as planned. Let's say that happened. And what was supposed to happen was they were supposed to park it on a main pillar. One of the towers was supposed to be blown up and then bashed into the other. And even if it didn't fall in the right direction the way they wanted to, it would have still landed in Midtown Manhattan, just crushing other skyscrapers and buildings, killing 25 to 30,000 people. Forget about 3,000 on 9/11, 25 to 30,000 people. Because the Twin Towers alone housed about 50,000. Now you have one of the buildings go down from the base and tip over onto other buildings, other people, you're looking at just massive casualties. We would have been in a war in the Middle East. I guarantee that. We would have been in Afghanistan. We would have been in Iraq. Who knows what else they would have done? Maybe it would be even more expanded. But we would have been more apt to accept it because Clinton was a good speaker. He wasn't as outwardly evil as George Bush. And it was really easy to go after Bush because his henchman was Cheney. Literally Darth Vader. I mean, you cannot make up a supervillain that looks scarier and acts scarier than Dick Cheney. The guy is remorseless. He says, so what about the American people? He has like a evil look about him, an evil jawline thing. He just laughs at reporters when they talk about the Constitution and Bill of Rights. He's total scum. So their outward appearance was evil. I think Clinton could have got away with it. Who knows? It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burbus. More calls after this.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Studies have shown that a majority of Americans are seriously deficient in basic minerals. Deficiency in any one or more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that were designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the AmericanSuperfoods.com link on Infowars.com to see some of the amazing products available. Colloidal gold, marine photoplankton, maca, goji berries, raw chocolate cacao, nibs, noni, immune detox, and more. Folks, you gotta check these out. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and sustainable rainforest agriculture. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com. Again, the website is AmericanSuperfoods.com.
You're listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
I laughed and shook his hand.
And the realities of Barack Obama right now. You know, the myth is that this guy is all about change. He's here to raise up the image of America. No, he's here to bring in global government. He's here to push the New World Order agenda. And that's what this City Year program is. And Ron Paul's on the House floor talking about how no one's been released from these detention centers. They could have shut down Guantanamo Bay and much more. We're going to play that clip coming up in the next segment. But I want to play some of these City Year clips, not just the 1.5 minute clip where I am change, but let's play this earlier clip where this girl starts talking about how every time she puts on this City Year jacket, she's shedding her individual skin and she's bringing on her universal skin. For a new world, for a new one world altogether. And they were promoting this at the Olympics all over the globe. So let's hit the clip.
For me, the red jacket is about shedding our personal skins and taking on a universal skin. It's about creating one world, and your work is going to be powerful.
As a parent, I would
Let me stop it right now. Stop it. Bring it on back. Because maybe you didn't hear the clear message right there. It's about shedding my personal skin. You know, bringing on a universal skin. To bring in a new world. And your work, it's going to be powerful. And it's going to be mandatory, by the way. Hit it one more time for us. Come on. It's got the good beat music. Here go my shoulders. Yeah.
Shedding our personal skins and taking on a universal skin. It's about creating one world. And your work is going to be powerful.
As a parent, I would really,
it's about creating one world, and your work is going to be powerful. All right, cut it. Let's cut the clip, and let's go to the militaristic stylings of Gandhi and, you know, Mother Teresa. Yeah. Oh, City Year. Boom, ba-da, bum, ba-da, boom. I am change. Hit it. Come on, we want to see it. We got no sound?
Since the beginning of time.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
Over the years, I've had many faces. Over the years, I've had many looks.
I have a dream.
But I've always had the same goals.
We will stop.
To make this world a better place by helping those who need it most. To never turn my back when things get tough. And to show that positive can always overpower negative. I am change. And this is what I wear.
Oh, I'm a little sick. Oh, I think I might have just lost my lunch. Oh, this is what I wear. See, everything's positive sounding. You know, you're opposing the man, you're going up against difficult situations, negative always falls to positivity. Oh, by the way, I'm wearing a Gestapo jacket of red, white, and black, like a Nazi youth version 2.0. But most people can't see that. So on the other side, we're going to show you Ron Paul telling it like it is, telling what this administration's really about. This is the war president. Forget about Bush being a war president. This is the real war president. This is the guy that's going to keep us in Iraq and Afghanistan for another 4 years, no problem, no sweat, no big deal, no protest. Where are the anti-war marches now? What, Cindy Sheehan doesn't exist anymore? No, the media won't cover her because she doesn't want to toe the party line. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com, and my little blog, TheInfoWarrior.com.
Ah.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Info Warrior. Gotta love the board, guys, with the PrisonPlanet.tv. Trying to be entertaining while we bring you the real news. 9 to midnight, 5 nights a week, Central Time, over at InfoWars.com and, of course, PrisonPlanet.tv. Before I go back to Alex, Susan, Matt, Eric, and more, I want to play this clip of Ron Paul on the House telling it like it is, like Ron Paul often does. We know we had that caller. Could he be a Mason? I saw him make a hand signal. Again, judge somebody by the content of their character. You know, not what some loony, you know, web video is talking about with absolutely no evidence. Has he ever had, I mean, when we're talking about Masonic stuff, has he ever worn a Mason's pin? Has he ever openly talked about the lodge? It just seems so not Ron Paul. Hit the clip.
Mr. Paul from Texas. Gentleman is recognized for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, in the last few years in interviews on the economy, I've been asked what I would do if I were in charge. In answering the question, I usually started with explaining the errors we made that gave us the crisis. The interviewer frequently responded by saying that he wasn't interested in the cause of the problems, only what we should do now to correct it. This is a typical attitude in Washington, but we cannot expect correct policies to be implemented if we don't understand the cause of the crisis. Instead, we have pursued all the wrong policies. Let me list a few mistakes we have made. We have failed to recognize the true cause of the crisis. Instead, free markets and not enough regulations and central economic planning have been blamed. We continue to listen to and give too much credibility to the very people who caused the crisis and failed to predict the onset. A massive single-year debt increase of $2 trillion and a $9 trillion stimulus by Congress and the Federal Reserve verges on madness. This has entailed taxpayers being forced to buy worthless assets, propping up malinvestments, not allowing the liquidation of bad debt, bailing out privileged banking, Wall Street, and corporate elites. We promote artificially low interest rates, which eliminates information that only the market can provide. Steadily sacrificing economic and personal liberty is accepted as good policy. Socializing American industry offers little hope that prosperity will soon return. Inflating the money supply over 100% in less than a year is no way to restore confidence to a failing financial system. Expect huge price increases in the future. We have set the stage for further expanding the money supply many folds over through fractional reserve banking. We deliberately liquidate debt, especially government debt, by debasing the currency. We refuse to accept the fact that the debt cannot be paid and future obligations are incomprehensible with revenues crashing and unpredictable while expenditures are put on autopilot with no new request being denied. There is an attitude that the deficit and inflation can be dealt with later on, yet tomorrow will be here sooner than later. Plans are being laid for a super regulator, even if it takes a worldwide government organization like the IMF to impose it. Promising the IMF $100 billion when we can't even take care of our own people's medical needs is obviously absurd. Plans are laid to massively increase taxes, especially with the carbon tax, that when tried in other countries didn't work and had many unintended consequences. A national sales tax now being planned sends bad signals to investors, consumers, and workers. The deeply flawed neoconservative foreign policy of expanding our militarism in the Middle East and Central Asia continues. There's no end in sight for secret prisons, special courts, ignoring the right of habeas corpus, no penalties for carrying out illegal torture, and a new system of preventive detention. We continue to protect the concepts of state secrets and presidential signing statements. We're enlarging Bagram prison in Afghanistan, and there's no cessation of the senseless war on drugs. Indeed, as former Vice President Dick Cheney has said, we're in greater danger today than under the Bush administration. But it's not because we're not following the Cheney-Bush foreign policy of preventive war, but rather because we are. The Bush doctrine on war is still in place, and the economic failures of the previous administration are being continued and expanded. The policies required to provide a solution to this catastrophic crisis we face are available. We must apply a precise philosophy of liberty, along with the respect for private property ownership, free markets, voluntary contracts enforced by law, and free minds. Also required is the adoption of a common sense foreign policy that requires us to stay out of the internal affairs of other nations. Pretending that politicians, central bankers, and regulators have the knowledge to centrally plan the economy and police the world only makes things worse. Realizing this provides the necessary first step to salvage our economy and liberty. And I yield back the balance of my time.
All right, there he is, folks, telling it like it is. From start to finish, he covers the economy. He covers that the Obama administration is just expanding on what the Bush administration has already done. Takes on the Federal Reserve, talks about the end of habeas corpus and how it has not been reinstated. More secret prisons, more show trials out there, more of us policing the world. Bravo, Ron Paul. Bravo, Ron Paul. yet again. Ron Paul does it again, folks. The man is, he's like lightning and thunder combined against the forces of evil. Ron Paul, let's hope he lives another 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45 years because we need him and others like him. Let's get Rand Paul elected as well. All right, let's go to Alex in North Carolina. Alex, you're on the line.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
I've got a couple of more bills for you on volunteering.
Okay.
HR 524 and S243, in one section they talk about getting volunteers to tell you how far you can drive.
What? And is that HR 524 or is that, what was the other one? I'm sorry, I didn't get the Senate bill.
S243.
S243?
Mm-hmm. They're getting volunteers to tell you how far you're allowed to drive.
And where are these? Are these just in committee as well, or what's the deal?
I think they just got on there. I don't think they've gotten into committee yet.
So they've just been introduced then?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're the one that told me about 1444 last night?
Mm-hmm. And there's also another cyberbullying bill called H.R. 6123.
H.R. 6123. And what's this one entitled?
Same thing, actually.
So is it just an extension of the cyberbullying bill, or is it a different cyberbullying bill?
I think it's a carbon copy.
Well, I'll check that out as well. I thank you for the call, and I thank you for the call yesterday, my man. I mean, this is pretty extreme. When you look at Section 4, Duties of this H.R. 1444, and we got a story up at Infowars.com, and of course, the InfoWarrior.com, where I actually do a video blog about it. It states, all individuals in the United States are expected to perform national service or required to perform a certain amount of national service. And whether a workable, fair, and a reasonable mandatory service requirement for all able young people could be developed and how such a requirement could be implemented. And remember, it's only going to be implemented for good. They'd never do anything evil. It's about coming together. You're going to shed your universal or your individual skin and take on your universal skin. Let's go to Susan in Arkansas. Susan, you're online.
Hello. Is that Jason?
Yes.
Not doing too good. Today my children here in Arkansas were taken away from me by the Arkansas DHS.
The Department of Homeland Security came to your house and took your kids? It wasn't CPS?
It was the Department of Human Services.
And why did they say that this happened? What was the purpose?
They said that the purpose was that my daughter Amy, who is just about to be 5 in next month, said that I burnt her with a cigarette whilst we was on a cookout on Memorial Day last Monday.
And they're saying that you're burning your child with a cigarette, and that's just a complete and total lie?
Well, my daughter is very accident prone, and she was in a play pool outside for about 5 hours on and off. And she's a very accident prone child, and she kept falling down and stuff like that. She had some cuts and some grazes, which I nursed and everything. And basically, she went home and everything and all that. I mean, she stays with her grandparents during the week to go to school up there because she's a special needs child.
All right, Susan, what I need you to do is get all this information in an email, send it to robd@infowars.com, and perhaps we'll have you on as a guest on the Alex Jones Show or this one. I thank you for the call. I'd really have to see everything before we can really discuss the details. I'm very sympathetic towards the fact that DHS, Department of Human Services, I think that's an extension of CPS, came to your home and took your children. Obviously, a travesty. So please send us information on that so we're better prepared and we can really talk about the ins and outs of that. You know, Alex did some big shows on CPS kidnapping. And again, when they're in these facilities, they're, you know, twice as likely to become the victim of violent crime, of rape. All these horror stories come out of these places. It's just like, in Ireland right now, it's breaking that the Catholic Church raped and did unspeakable things to thousands and thousands of children. No kidding. You know, you said it 20 years ago, you're a conspiracy theorist, you're a nutball. Now it's common knowledge and nothing's going to happen to these guys. Pedophiles, the worst of the worst. The worst of the worst. And why do you think there's such lax laws on pedophilia? Well, it's because the elite are into it. Gross. Yucky. Icky. Deplorable. We'll be back after this, taking your calls to the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis, 866-582-9933.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C. Fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low-price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why the7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
Running to Babylon, run all the way to Babylon. Me, you there.
Apparently, Earth 2100 already has its own Wikipedia page, and apparently shooting the sulfur dioxide into the atmosphere is actually a last-ditch effort to stop global warming. But it only, from CO2, of course. CO2 is causing the global warming. But then it destroys the ozone layer and makes non-linear global warming happen even further and more disasters and plagues come. And oh no! But I still can't find it anywhere online. So somebody please send us Earth 2100. I need to see. All right, before we go back to your calls, I want to thank my my sponsor, is this it right here? Yeah, this must be it. Oh, look at that. SurvivalSeedBank.com. SurvivalSeedBank.com. Do you want to really, you know, go non-GMO, have good heirloom seeds, healthy food, have a victory garden? SurvivalSeedBank.com, 877-327-0365. Folks, with all the grossness out there in the grocery store, with Walmart hiring more and more people selling you cloned meat and just GMO terrible, you know, my bologna has a first name. It's GMMMO. And that's the real deal. If you're feeding your kids Lunchables, what are you thinking? In the case of a disaster, you're going to want these anyway, but let's forget about disasters. Let's think about your health for a second. I've got a little bit of land. I'm trying to grow little fruits and vegetables. It's fun. Back in the day when I was in New York, I'd do it with my niece. We'd pick the peas together. It's a good time. SurvivalSeedBank.com, 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. All right, let's go to our next caller. We got Matt in California. Matt, you're on the air.
How you doing, Jason?
Good.
I'm really good. I'm glad I got on after that Ron Paul clip. I was just wondering if you have ever read any of Ayn Rand's novels.
Are you talking about Ayn Rand?
Yeah.
You know, I'm familiar with the name, but I don't think I've read any of her novels.
Well, I know Glenn Beck is picking up on Ayn Rand, especially her book Atlas Shrugged, which is basically about the collapse of society.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering if I could just get a quick quote here. It really just falls right in with Ron Paul there.
Let's hear it.
Okay. And she calls in this book, you know, the people that are destroying the society, government, are the destroyers. And she writes, "Whenever destroyers appear among men, they start by destroying money. For money is men's protection and the base of a moral existence. Destroyers seize gold and leave to its owners a counterfeit pile of paper. This kills all objective standards and delivers men into arbitrary power of arbitrary setter of values. Gold is an important objective value, an equivalent of wealth produced. Paper is a mortgage on wealth that does not exist, backed by a gun aimed at those who are expected to produce it." I just thought that was a powerful quote.
No,
there.
Sounds
really
spot
just,
on, my friend. Sounds very spot
yeah.
on.
I mean, I just encourage people to read the book. It's over 1,000 pages, but it has some really good stuff. It was written in 57, so it's pretty amazing.
Excellent. Got anything else for me, Matt?
No, that's it. But thank
All right,
you.
Man. All right, thank you. Let's go to Tim in Florida. Tim, you're on the line. Yes, Tim.
Yeah, how you doing there, Jason?
Good.
No, I got to say to you, you know, this Obama, you know, when he made his little speech over there, you know, in the Muslim world, you know, and when I first turned the TV on this morning, you know, I caught this one of the Fox News commentators, and he was saying how we had to address the 9/11 conspiracy theories, you know, and it just, I it really gets me, Jason, because it makes me sick to my stomach that I only can sit there and watch it for 5 or 10 minutes and I got to turn it off because, you know, I mean, these people just want to contribute to the lie. They want to go along with it. And then when you get guys like Luke and, you know, We Are Change, and they go up there and they confront the politicians and all they do is say nothing, you know. I mean, that should give you some kind of indication, you know. It's kind of like,
well, let's talk about what Obama said today in Saudi Arabia. He said, "I know there are those of you who question or try to justify the attacks of 9/11. So you're not even allowed to question the attacks of 9/11. Al-Qaeda did it. Al-Qaeda's bad. They killed innocent people." No, his bosses killed innocent people, and they framed some Muslims for it so that they could go into the Middle East, kill millions of brown people, while our troops die here, and so does our Constitution and Bill of Rights. And in their place, lovely FEMA centers. Oh, thank you so much, Lord Obama. Way to go with the agenda. We'll be back after this. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned about the current strain of influenza spreading across the U.S.? At the rate this new virus is spreading, it's not a matter of if, but when it will affect each and every American. This virus is comprised of extracted DNA from the Spanish flu and has combined itself with the bird and swine flu, making it very contagious and deadly. The Center for Disease Control has made it clear that there are no vaccinations available to treat this new threat. What can you do to help protect your family? You need to visit WholeCure.com. WholeCure.com has flu survival packages starting at $24.95. These flu survival packages include everything necessary to help fight the flu and last up to 2 years of continuous use. The supplement functions as an immune system booster and is meant to rapidly improve your health to the point of overcoming the flu. Call 1-866-644-1933. That's 1-866-644-1933. Or visit WholeCure.com. That's W-H-O-L-E Cure.com. WholeCure.com today.
Take it from another dimension. If you believe in redemption, come and take it from another dimension. If you believe in redemption, come and take it from another dimension. If you believe in redemption, I'm calling to you from another dimension.
You know, I do believe that we can redeem ourselves as human beings, as humanity in general, if we rise up and say, no, I won't be chipped, tracked, traced, database for the rest of my life. I won't bow down to a cashless society control grid. I will stand up for justice around the world, wherever it may be. I will stand up for individual human rights. I won't let you take away my constitution. I won't let you take away my Bill of Rights. I will work to get us out of the Middle East. I will work to expose corruption. I will go after the men behind the curtain. And that's what it's all about, folks. Just standing up for what's right, exposing the tyrants for what they are, telling people about this information, getting the books and videos we provide here at InfoWars.com, sharing the Obama deception with a friend, sharing Fabled Enemies, Loose Change, Final Cut, Terror Storm, Endgame, America Freedom to Fascism, all those available at InfoWars.com. And you get them all with a PrisonPlanet.tv membership as well for only $5.95 a month. Go check it out. Support the operation. I'm begging you. Who are we on? We are on Matthew in New Mexico. Matthew, you're online.
Hello.
How you doing, kid?
Good.
Yes.
Good. And you?
Good.
I'm wondering, why don't we just take it? I mean, it says in the Bible that at the end, if we truly believe in God, we're just going to go to heaven. I mean,
So what should I do? Just lie down and let the slave masters rule over me until God takes me up to the sky?
Well, there's pretty much nothing you can do once it's once you're in too deep, and we're already in too deep, man.
Well, I don't agree at all. Listen, our future is not written in my eyes. I know there are some people that come across as that, but people thought that Hitler was the Antichrist, and that's over 60 years ago, bro. You know, I don't know if this is the exact end times. And if you do believe in the Bible, you know, there's a good chance whether you've accepted Jesus Christ as your personal savior or not, and you still believe in the Bible, and you haven't fought against tyranny, you haven't fought against injustice, you haven't stood up for yourself as a human being, what makes you think you're going to be worthy of heaven? Wouldn't you think that Jesus Christ, who stood up for every man and sacrificed himself for the sins of humanity, if you do believe in that, don't you think he would want you to rise up and fight against tyranny? I'm sure he wouldn't want you to bow down to slavery. I mean, that's what he was all about, was freeing his people.
But he also said, give to Caesar what is Caesar and give to God what is God's.
Yeah, but what was Caesar didn't have anything, in my opinion. What was Caesar's? Nothing. Listen, there are a lot of people out there that want to promote Romans 13 that think they're going to heaven just because they believe in Jesus Christ. And those same people, dude, they believe that George Bush is of the Lord. They think that these people are Christians. They have no idea that these guys go to the Bohemian Grove Club. They have no idea that they're occultists that are into human sacrifice. They have no idea that they're into kitty rape. Look, I'm standing up against it whether I believe in Jesus Christ or not. And I don't believe that if you're a true Christian and you know about this stuff and you just lay down, you're going to be saved. So
fight on your side, sir.
What's that?
But I'm not saying that we should just violently uprise. I say we peacefully do this. I mean,
well, I don't think we should violently uprise either. When am I ever? I am the last guy to say let's go get our guns and solve this problem with violence. I'm the last guy to say that. However, if you threaten my life, if you threaten my well-being physically, you physically threaten. That's why the Second Amendment's there. You know, you can't tell me that there's never been a case out there when somebody's been justified in using a weapon. I mean, we covered a case 2 weeks ago where this guy's at a party with a bunch of girls. It was like five guys and six or seven girls. Two guys come in with loaded weapon. No, I'm sorry. Three guys come in with loaded weapons. And luckily, one of the kids had a gun because the guy was counting the bullets while they were in the other room trying to rape the women. And then they were going to execute everybody. Thank God that kid was armed. He saved everybody's life in that place. So there is a time and a place for violence, unfortunately. It's the last. It's the final thing. I mean, it's when they really put your back up against the wall. But I'll tell you what, I'm not going to take a shot from the World Health Organization because they say I have to, because they declared pandemic level 6. Listen, I'm rooted in civil disobedience and the methods taught to us, at least more recently by Gandhi and Martin Luther King Jr. But they're usurping that with these civil service ads, with this city year garbage. So I don't know if that's going to work anymore. I've tried to make it work, believe me, and I'm going to continue to try to make it work, but I don't think that's a reason for laying down. I thank you for the call. Always open to new opinions. Valerie in Colorado. Valerie, you're on the line.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right. I'm kind of steamed about that caller, though. I mean, if you really are, first of all, this is a secular program, but if you do, you know, believe in Jesus Christ and you are a Christian, I would think that you'd want to fight this to the bitter end any way you knew how. You know, not just go with the flow until you're saved from the Lord. So that,
no,
that doesn't
can't lay down.
Yeah, I agree. Go ahead.
Anyway, Hulu.com. I download Earth 2100 tonight, and I'm getting ready to watch it when your show gets off.
You know, someone just sent me the link for that, too, that they said they found it. It's on Hulu, huh?
Yes, it's on Hulu.
All right, I'm going to go check it out, and hopefully I'll be watching it before the show tomorrow so we can go at it in depth. I was reading the Wikipedia page, and it's kind of like a set, I would say, what's that? What was that one with the monster in New York City? You know which one I'm talking about? The movie, it's kind of documentary style.
Yeah.
I heard that this is documentary style. It's all about this one woman's life who was born in 2009 and still alive in 2100. So it's kind of like a mockumentary shot first person with other people's little like video blogs in between. So I'm interested in seeing it. It's causing a big hubbub. They're admitting that they try to shoot pollutants into the sky to, you know, stop global warming, but it's already too late. Oh no. All right, Valerie,
yes,
I thank you for the call. It's already too late. You got it. I'll go check it out. John in West Virginia. John, you're on the line.
Yeah, are there?
Yes, sir.
I looked at another. Actually, I was trying to look at. I was listening to you on another phone and looking up other stuff. I found H.R. 1388.
Yeah, 1388 was the original Give Act. It's gone all the way through. That's the one that they had to. Basically, 1388 was the original Give Act. If you read the ones in the House, it was much different than the one that passed in the Senate, and a lot of the mandatory language was gotten out. The electronic what is it? Citizen identification, which was 1710. That was taken out. A lot of the bad things were taken out of that bill, but it looks like they're trying to bring them out with H.R. 1444. John, I thank you for the call. Rita in Illinois. Rita, you're on the line. Yes, Rita.
Hi, Jason. Yes. I have several things, but now Ayn Rand, you don't know who Ayn Rand is, huh?
I've never read her books. I've heard the name and I've obviously.
She was Philip Rothschild's mistress. See, Alex knows all these things.
Yeah, I know.
And I hate to say it, but now that Jesus Christ, let me take you to Jesus Christ. All right, when Jesus stood before Caesar, I don't think you know anything about Christianity. When Jesus stood before Caesar, he says, no, you don't have any power over me that my father didn't give you. What he just did was take away the authority that Caesar figured he's the god of this world. You appeal to an authority that they have no control over, and that's what freaks them out. You don't understand what Alex understands, and you didn't know, your round table, you know where that comes from? Cecil Rhodes. You want a round table.
Yeah, but the round table is even before Cecil Rhodes. I mean, the Knights of the Round Table was what I was referring to.
Okay, Jason. Doesn't
the round table of the Knights Templar, isn't that before the Cecil Rhodes groups that Edward
Knights
or G. Edward Griffin talks about?
You don't want to offend occultists. All the occultists. My sister is a big occultist. She used to be with the Theosophical Society. Look at every occultist, okay, that you don't want to offend. They all die horrible deaths. But they know they're going to hell. They know they're evil, and they want to get as many people on with them, and they all die horrible deaths. Nietzsche died a horrible death. Blavatsky, horrible death. The big devil worshiper, Barbara Bush's grandfather.
Crowley? Crowley.
Horrible death. They all, Stalin.
Yeah, but I'm not worshiping those people. It's not like I support those people.
You don't want to offend anybody.
Well, I don't want to offend anybody. It's a secular show, Rita. And listen, I'm the first to admit that I'm not that well versed in Christianity, but can you tell me you agree with that call? But hold on.
Delphi technique. You know where the Delphi technique is?
No, not off the bat.
All right.
I've been accused of reading out of Selinsky's book. I've never read that.
All these things. And we figure you know what Alex knows.
I'm not Alex. I don't know what Alex knows all the time. I'm not Alex. I am not. But Rita, I'm not Alex. I'm not. I'm not going to be Alex. I'm never going to be Alex. We share a lot of opinions.
You met Griffin, but you didn't know about Martin Luther King. You're calling him a great man. You still know about your sports teams. You care about that crazy stuff.
I do.
You should spend more time studying some things that are going on.
I get burnt out. How much am I supposed to spend in my day going over this stuff?
Most of these people know these things.
That's their old school. I'm not old school. I'm trying to bring in new people. I'm glad you guys know that. I thank you for the, I know about Rand. All right. I thank you for the call, Rita. Wow. She ripped me a new one. She's a regular caller too. It's not like that's the first time she's called. Look. I am not a devout Christian. I do not know everything Alex Jones knows. I don't. I know some things that Alex Jones does know, though. You know, I can relate to a younger audience. You're right. I'm not trying to offend people outside of Christianity. I'm not trying to offend everybody. I mean, I guess I have to toe the line, you know, but I can't get down with a kid that calls in about Christianity and saying it doesn't matter anyway. We should all just kind of lay down or we have to do things. You know, she talks about Martin Luther King Jr. I know that G. Edward Griffin doesn't feel that Martin Luther King Jr. is the hero that I do, but that doesn't mean I'm not allowed to my opinion. I don't know. You know, what can you do? You can't please everybody. Will in Canada. Will, you're on the line.
Yeah, why aren't you Alex, Jason?
I'm not Alex. I'm never going to be Alex.
I'm just messing with you.
I know, man.
Go over two interesting things. During Obama's speech today, the strange part when you actually look at it is he never used the word terrorist once in the entire speech. The word that he does use over and over, however, numerous times, was extremist. I see them starting to target basically whatever they consider as formed as extremism is what they're going to start to target.
Often do change the language before they're gearing up to go after other people.
That's correct, yeah. And just secondly, this has more to do with the immigration problem you guys obviously have in the United States. I just wanted to throw a few numbers out there. Mm-hmm. Just to put it into perspective for people, is that your government admittedly has 30-plus million illegals in the country. That's admitted.
Yes.
The population of the United States, obviously, is 330 million Americans. Mm-hmm. So what I don't understand is that all these border crossing checkpoint videos Just from a numerical standpoint, statistically, one out of every 10 bodies passes through that checkpoint should be detained and deported.
Yeah, no, you're right, but it doesn't happen. Listen, one out of 10 bodies, let me tell you something. In my neighborhood, dude, it should be 8 out of 10 homes.
Oh, I know your neighborhood. I'm down in Texas all the time.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, statistically, you should see droves of people getting ready for the deportation. You just don't see them.
It's not about deporting illegals.
Yeah, the amount of illegals you admittedly have in the country would be equivalent to the entire population of Canada walking across the border, every man, woman, and child.
No, it's scary. And you're right. it's wild. You got anything else for me, Will?
No, that was it. Yeah.
All right, brother. I thank you for the call. I'm going to jump to Jim in Arkansas. Jim, you're on the air.
Jason, you there?
Yes, this is not Alex Jones. This is Jason Vermes. I warn you.
I promise a kindler, gentler call.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
real quick, the woman, I think her name was Susan a few minutes ago from Arkansas.
Yeah, the one that got her children taken away by DHS.
Right. That DHS, it is called the Department of Human Services here in Arkansas, not to be confused with the Department of Homeland Gestapo.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they call basically Child Protective Services here in Arkansas. Okay. Now, two quick points. I had asked you Friday before Memorial Day if he knew of a related bill to Ron Paul's 1207.
Okay.
I don't know if you recall that. There is. If you go to thomas.gov, it's Senate Bill 604.
Senate 604, Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The thing that alarms me about that is there are no co-sponsors. Almost exactly the same title as Ron Paul's bill.
Now, is this where is it? Do you know whether it's in committee or it's just been introduced?
Now, this is a couple of days old. It said referred to Senate committee, status is read twice, and referred to Committee on Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs.
All right, so it's just being referred to committee. It's not in committee yet, and then it gets voted on in the House. I'll go check it out. I'll go read it. I got it written on this one. I've been really on this 1444 bill because I think the language in it, where it says mandatory service for everybody, and then it specifically talks about how they're going to get the baby boomer generation to volunteer, is very, I mean, the baby, by the time this gets passed, I mean, what's the baby boomers at? They got to be like 60, 65 years old on the average now, right?
Well, I'm considered one and I'm 50. So.
All right. So what's the range on the baby boomer? When does it jump from baby boomer to Gen X?
I think it's was 1947 to 1964.
So 47 is 62 years old for the oldest and then just under 50 for the youngest.
Mm-hmm.
Still, why should you have to give up national service? Why should you have to volunteer to a country that's overtaxing you, is constantly at war with somebody who's not the enemy, and killing people abroad in the name of imperialism, really?
I got you.
Yeah, sure thing.
Okay. And I don't know if any of you guys are aware of this or not. The guy that made all the Obama deception DVDs out in Phoenix.
Yeah, the 10,000 that were given away.
Right. Okay, there's another venue that you might want to contact those guys that's coming up out there that would be just as important, I think.
Mm-hmm.
The Veteran of Foreign Wars National Meeting is in Phoenix August 15th to the 20th.
Well, you should email them guys at their We Are Change site. I'm pretty sure that a lot of them are members of We Are Change, and that's a good way to network. I love that organization, and they're constantly a target of mainstream media bashing. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Steve in Illinois. Steve, you're online. Yes, Steve.
Hi, Jason. Steve. Okay, a couple things. First, the previous caller on the baby boom.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everybody's got to understand the number one reason why we don't have a baby boom now is because of abortion. That is the main thing people need to understand is we have killed, as Alex has said before, 50 million people, human beings in the United States of America alone, and that is one of the main driving reasons why there is no so-called baby boom generation. The babies were murdered by abortion. But on another subject, on the other subject was your other preceding caller on the subject of religion and Christianity.
Yeah.
You got to understand that one of the and your listeners, our listeners, know that religious tolerance is one of the basic premises of our Constitution and our Declaration of Independence. In other words, you have to allow the other person their point of view and their opinion. To shout somebody down or to storm them down, to scream at them that they're wrong is never going to get you anywhere. And a lot of people also emphasize in Christianity, especially people need to understand Christianity, Jesus Christ was always a perfect gentleman. He never went anywhere without invitation. He never goes anywhere without an invitation, which means it's an act of free will. And in other words, you're never going to win an argument by shouting down somebody's throat. So, it's important for people to remember that one of our primary civil liberties is the right to choose our own religion ourselves. Just like we have the right to do what we want to do in the privacy of our own home.
Absolutely.
Okay. That's what I got.
Yeah. You know, and let me talk to you about that for a second there, Steve. My point is this. I think anybody should be able to worship whatever they want. I often make the point that these guys at the top that say that they're Christian conservatives aren't, and I expose them as a cultist. But open occultists, I don't think I really have a problem with that. I mean, if you want to believe in Wicca or earth-based religions or some kind of ritual or ceremony, as long as you're not hurting somebody else, go ahead and do it. I don't care. You know, I'd like you to come with me to protest the Federal Reserve, to audit them. I'd like you to come with me to protest the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. I could give a goddamn less on who you're worshiping. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. Final segment after this, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
All right, let's finish it up with a couple phone calls. Remember, if you missed any of the show, me getting screamed at for my religious beliefs or my political views, It's over at theinfowarrior.com on the left-hand side. You get the podcast every day, or you can listen to the rebroadcast 24/7 over at gcnlive.com on demand. Dustin in California. Dustin, you're online.
Hey, what's up, Jason? How's it going?
All right.
Hey, man, you know how in Texas they're having that super highway plan? Is there any plan for that in California from, you know, like from Baja California to Canada?
I don't know exactly where it is, but if you look at that Security and Prosperity Partnership document, the SPP documents, there's four super highways, one that does go through California all the way up into Canada from Mexico. There's another one on the opposite side of the one on Texas, and then there's another one on the East Coast that goes up through New York and whatnot. Those are the pre-plans. I mean, who knows what they're going to end up. Well, I mean, those are the SPP documents. That's their ideal goal to build a North American Union is four of these large super highways to integrate trade. Now, again, one of them will go up the West Coast over by California, one on the East Coast in New York, and then two in between, one that does gut through Texas. Answer your question?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jason.
Hey, you know what you got to do? You got to go to Judicial Watch or another website and just download the SPP documents where it lays out the actual plans and you can see, you know, what they would like to do ideally. Remember, a lot of times we do stand up and we get these things either pushed back or taken down altogether. Right now we've only pushed back the Trans-Texas Corridor. We forced them to rename it, but they still push on. Let's go to Carlos in L.A. Carlos, you're on.
What's up, Jason?
How you doing, man?
Hey, man, I'm calling about the guy that called about religion and everything. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to tell you, you should have told him, what about the money changes? When Jesus went in that temple, what about the money changes? Mm-hmm. I'm not religious myself at all. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a Z-Guys fan like you.
Yeah.
But what did Jesus do to the money changers? He threw them out. The money changers were the first bankers.
Yeah.
So,
no, he stood up for individual freedoms, and he opposed tyranny and the powers that
exactly.
be. You know, he didn't
exactly.
just lie down and say, okay, I'm going to take it. At the end, he was...
But you know what,
was,
Jason?
Yeah.
I know you say all the time that you're not religious, mm-hmm. but you need to be into that because you got to tell them people. You got to tell them people.
I guess I got to... All right. You know what, Carlos? I thank you for the call. I guess I got to brush up on my Bible. I got to start reading the Bible more. I'm probably going to get flack for calling the Bible the Bible at the end. And that's not to joke or goof on anybody. But I just feel like, man, I went through so much of that as a kid. I was going to church and going to Sunday school and going to weekend retreats all the way up until I was 12. A couple of my friends are still really, really, really religious. One of them is like a hardcore Catholic. Another one did grow up to be a pastor, always trying to get me to go to church. I don't know. You know, I feel like how much more do I have to do? I'm not even trying to prove myself in the eyes of God. And I know some people might be kind of upset of that. I'm trying to prove myself in the eyes of humanity that we should stand up for something that's good and right and our personal freedoms and the love of our family. Religion is outside that to me. I think that everybody should have the right to do whatever they want as long as they're not infringing on anybody else's freedoms. You hear me? Do you understand what I'm saying? As long as you're not harming somebody else, as long as you're not causing damage to somebody else maliciously, you should be able to do what you want. That's what this country was founded on, based on. People were getting out of a country where they were being persecuted for their religious beliefs. I don't want to persecute anybody for anything. Okay? I want to persecute those who are persecuting us. I want to go after those who would have us under their thumbs, who would put a chip in our arms. Who would force us to pay a carbon tax, to bow down to our lords, to be quarantined, to take a vaccine that's no good for you. Those are the people that I want to persecute. But I want to prosecute them in an open court first. So their persecution is just. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com. Thank you all.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. a truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on InfoWars.com for special pricing.